For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly
just lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
You don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Yeah, that's our song.
But you don't have a song yet.
Yeah, we do. They put the Adam onto it.
What do you mean, the Adam onto it?
That, like, once we're done and they put the song in and then we put it out.
Oh, they put it on later?
Sure
no.
do.
Claude's saying no.
Yeah, they did. Well,
Claude's saying a lot of no. He's saying, not even no, like, I can't do that yet. But, like, what are you talking about?
Vicente does.
He's doing some aggressive head shaking.
Vicente does it.
Does he really?
Yeah.
So has he put the last couple episodes that we didn't even have on video on YouTube anyway? Just the audio over like a Punch Drunk logo?
Well, iTunes, but not on, I don't think it's going to YouTube.
Some people just watch on YouTube. We should put that up there too.
Really? Just the audio?
Yeah, just have it over a picture. It doesn't matter.
That's cool. Or maybe stream it over a porn.
Over a porn. Yeah, that'd be good. Over a silent porn. Oh, you can't really do that on YouTube.
Oh, that's true.
Nature video.
Maybe like an old, maybe like blur out an old porn.
Oh yeah, like a 40s porn.
Yeah.
I'm using this so I know where I'm at. Okay,
yeah, why not? Welcome to another Punch Drunk, everybody. Matt Knutson in the studio, good friend of the show.
Knutson.
Matt Knutson.
Yeah, believe it or not, the Danes hit their K's. I don't know why, but that's how we do it.
They love just throwing consonants together, don't they? They sure do. And in the studio, what's your name again?
Bum, 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 bum. It's Ari Shaffir.
Dallas Cowboy fan, comedy superstar.
Dallas Cowboy fan. Today, proud. Gross. I'm proud to be an American. Where at least we get those calls.
God. Yeah, you sure did. Well, we'll get to that.
Lee Greenwood. That's a great Lee Greenwood.
And I think we're streaming live, everybody. Is this our first live stream?
That's Lee Greenwood?
Yes.
That's
like, every 4th of July. Yeah, Lee Greenwood has a resurgence in his career. Proud to be an American.
That's what you got to do. If you really want to make money, you got to do seasonal money.
Right.
Like you could do a lot of commercials, right? Some?
Some.
They have seasonal commercials, which... It's like every winter. Mm-hmm.
It's every great Christmas. For midgets.
Yeah, like Southwest will have like...
Oh, that's yeah. what midgets
oh, yeah,
work.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, but they get paid a different rate, so it's like they can save you for like 5 years.
Do they get paid like half?
For a month at a time. Mm-hmm. No, regular rates, but like you don't get the bonus after a year and a half of like renegotiation. They're like, we're only going to play this for a month a year.
From
we
November
get it for like five
to
or
December.
Six years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
how they do it.
Yeah.
But I've had friends that, you know, my friend Jordan Black has this Walmart thing, and every three, four... You know, years they just bring it back.
Oh,
and
it's
like,
so great.
Yeah.
Commercial money is the best money.
It's the best money. It's one
I feel
day.
I like I'm echoing. Am I echoing?
You just don't like that in your headphones. That's how the headphones
oh, okay.
are.
Does it?
Yeah,
okay.
but it's totally fine. They always warn us of that. All right, what do you think of the new studio?
It's great, man. So we have a video screen right there.
Yep.
We have a couch right there that the we can
couch.
Have like people laying on, maybe draw. I picture somebody drawing someone Titanic style.
Sure.
So like a semi-chubby movie starlet will be like right there.
Sure.
And like on the side, and then someone will be sketching them.
Maybe somebody could, you know, you could have sex with them to get a part.
Sex with them, sure.
It's Hollywood, you know.
I could see that. Yeah, like a podcasting couch.
A podcasting couch. You want to be my guest?
Take over Red Band's podcasting couch.
Exactly.
Podcasting
couch. That's what I was just saying to Red Band, because he would start a podcast with a new girl, then there would be dating like a month later.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
He did it like three times.
Oh, that's
his new girlfriend would have a. Then you're like, "Wow, this must be your new girlfriend." No, man, she's just funny. She's cool.
That was his version of. That was his version of like, "Oh, you got to come see the view from my balcony."
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It was just on.
Yeah.
Like that's what we had to inflict the rest of us. It's like telling the whole city, like, "Hey, you guys need to all look up here for a second while I show this girl my view."
Right. Exactly.
How many guys do you think saw that view? Maybe not as many as you would think.
Not as many as you would think.
Definitely not as many as you would think. And I think we're streaming live for the first time.
Streaming live for the first time due to the Jew being here and the Armenian being gone.
You think that's what
that has something to do with it, right? He doesn't know. It's got to have something to do with it.
I'm sure it does.
Claude's here. How long has Claude been here?
I built a streaming system.
He built a streaming system.
What did we do? Two last night? We had two shows last night. You guys are the
third
one.
Hello. Nice. Hello. Lucky third show. Lucky three.
And how long do you think till we'll be able to take phone calls?
Well, you guys can do your tweets now.
Your tweets now? What?
Yeah, I mean, you guys can get Twitter questions right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, what about phone calls? Because I was at the UFC and I saw Nick Diaz and I didn't see George St. Pierre, but I saw a lot of UFC fighters and a lot of them were asking about calling in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Give me a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have to figure out the phone line, how that works. But.
I saw Nick Diaz last night and GSP.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely stoked to call in.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Way to hold that look after you said that, too.
And I saw Jason. Dice Clay and I saw Antonar Winston.
Who?
Antonar Winston, Jameis Winston's father.
Oh, wow. Really? He's been calling in?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can't
And I
got to
assume Sherman's going to call in again with the playoffs coming back.
I actually ran into him last night at the Comedy Store as well.
Really? Michael Sherman?
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. Michael
I thought
Crash
you guys were talking about Sherman Hemsley, Mr. Jefferson.
They had a short little guy?
That's okay. He died.
So that was a year ago that they beat San Francisco in the Eastern Finals?
Mm-hmm.
In the NFC Finals?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Seattle?
Yes. Yeah, that
was
just
last year.
Crabtree!
It was last year.
Seattle didn't make the... I mean, San Francisco didn't even make the playoffs?
They did not.
Did not make the playoffs, correct.
Suckers.
And they're not even in San Francisco anymore.
Where are they?
They're like...
Santa Maria.
It's like 45 minutes outside of San Francisco.
Somebody tried pulling that shit on me about Dallas. Like, you're not even from Dallas. I'm like, neither are the Cowboys.
Right. From Arlington.
Right.
Yeah.
Arlington.
I just hate that argument. Right. I can get behind that argument in college sports.
It's like you didn't go there,
and that's not your hometown, so why are you a Notre Dame fan? You live in, like, upstate New York. You have no connection to Notre Dame.
Well, I'm Catholic.
Yeah, Catholic. I have a lot of people like Notre Dame just because it's, like, the religion shit.
Maybe.
And the gold helmets are pretty cool.
The gold helmets are cool.
I'm a humpback.
Right. But I really like the movie Rudy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Was that supposed to be Notre Dame?
Yeah,
that was Notre Dame, correct.
Sean Astin is my uncle.
Was.
Okay.
You saw it?
By the way, no, I didn't see it, but I know the fucking story. So here's the deal.
Oh,
I was wondering when we were going to get
to the deal.
He's already
got grumpy face. His eyes are squinting.
He didn't do shit. He got in garbage time for one play.
Okay, here's the thing.
He didn't do shit. This is like when I went to Maryland. I used to go to Maryland basketball games to watch North Carolina.
When you were on the girls' basketball team?
Before that, when I was in high school.
He was.
I wasn't on the girls' team. I was a practice player for the girls' team.
Ooh, even worse.
I dominated.
They wouldn't even let you on the girls' team.
I asked. I was like, I'll paint my nails. I'll put my hand ponytails.
Did you really ask?
I asked Coach Chris Weller, Hall of Fame coach, multiple times. What? I was painting my nails then. I'm like, Coach. I'm not talking about regular time. I'm talking about end of the game time.
Male or female, right. Chris?
It's female.
Got you. Got
I mean, it's
got
women's
you.
Sports female.
Yeah,
like, is it K-R-I-S? Like that kind of a...
I know. I think it was C-H-R-I-S.
Okay.
All
right.
Chris Weller.
Right.
Can we
so what
up?
Did she say when you fucking...
She just laughed it off.
If you would have gotten in a game, would you have pulled like a Rudy situation? Like,
I would have scored. I would have blocked a shot. That's what it would have been. I would have blocked a shot.
I have to say, playing basketball with you, you have tenacious D.
Thank you.
I mean that in the best way.
Thank you.
It is. He blocks the lane. You can't get your shot up over
him. I do play solid D. The offense is like, I'll pass it off.
You and Tripoli were arguing during the Comedy Basketball League. What we do the show, and they were arguing, and they're going to play each other the next night. And he's like,
I will get more block shots on you than you make shots.
Yep.
Right.
And they were fucking really mad. Wow. So, like, a few of us went, like, early because we were playing. It was when we – the first year of the Open Michael Jordan.
Open Michael Jordan's.
So, we were the later game, but a couple of us showed up early just to watch these two guard each other.
Oh, man.
Tripoli's first three-point attempt, he blocks it. And I'm like, oh, no. Because
he can only hit threes when no one's guarding him. That's his thing.
One.
Look at this fat fuck. I'll leave him open.
I think he even gave him, like, a Dikembe
Mutombo. I gave him a Mutombo.
It feels like that would be like headlights line the court at night. You know what I mean? It was like one of those kind of showdowns.
Now, he didn't want to shoot afterwards. He got real shy after that.
Now we do have a thing going down soon.
Yeah.
Sam gets back in town Wednesday, I believe. Yeah. And Josh Martin's got to pay off this bet.
Oh yeah, we need him. We need Sam to be here for that.
Yes, we do.
We can all jizz on it. Do you know the bet?
I don't know the bet. I was going to say, do tell. I have no idea.
Well, it's a fantasy football bet.
Okay.
We have these things called bag of bets.
Great.
So if you are pretty positive that you're going to win something, so like let's say
you
got to
be pretty positive.
Green Bay's playing Dallas,
right?
In Lambeau Field, and you're like, dude, that's 95% Green Bay's going to win.
I would agree with that.
And by the way, I would say at least 80%.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, Dallas is a good road team, but not in Lambeau in January.
I'd give you better odds than that.
80? Better than 80?
I would give Dallas better than a 20% chance.
Oh, that's good.
I'll give you 35.
I'll take it.
I would add, if Romo can pull it off, he might be able to shake the choke.
But how could he? Okay, here's the deal. People like, no matter when he loses, it's going to be a big game.
Yeah.
So the Philly game was a huge game. If he had fucking lost that game, people were like, see, he choked again. But he didn't choke. He played real well.
Right.
And then Indianapolis, like, okay, that game they're going to lose. The Colts are like a really good team. But he didn't choke. He played great.
Yeah.
And they won. And so then the next game didn't matter. And then this first playoff game, he won. At any point, if he loses any of those, they're like, see, Romo doesn't do anything but choke.
Right.
And they'll negate the fucking great big games he's already had. He had the best quarterback rating in December of any quarterback of all time.
Yeah. I think part
of that
is...
Can you still say he chokes in December after that?
I mean, you know what I think? And I was having this conversation with someone the other night. And then we'll get back to the bag of bats.
They were behind a game and a half with four games left to play.
I hate when people blame a quarterback for an entire team's success or failures.
Yeah, like when they were saying Tebow's. I'm like, no, Denver had a great defense that year.
Yeah,
they gave
great
him four
receivers.
Shots in the last 3 minutes. And then he hit one for a touchdown.
I mean,
it was Jesus. You know, Jesus. Really.
Yeah. And we said this before, football is the one sport where you don't go both ways.
The kicker.
Hockey, basketball, baseball, you play defense and offense.
Mm-hmm.
In football, you have one specific job to do. And the quarterbacks always take the blame. It's like, if, you know, people blame Matt Ryan and stuff for the Falcons' failures. I'm like, if they average 30 points a game and lose, that's not Matt Ryan's fault.
That's not his fault.
That's the defense's fault.
He's not on the line for the goal yard stance. That's not a thing. But you know what I mean? If they can't.
Like, he's a choke artist. Or like Tripoli's argument that Peyton Manning, Eli Manning's better than Peyton because.
Big games didn't show up. Like,
no, he has more Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, he's not.
Yeah.
There's,
first of all, 2-1.
Even Eli would rather have Peyton.
Yeah.
If Eli was the GM of a team at his current age and they go, mm-hmm. you can play quarterback or your brother, he's like, oh, wait, let's get my brother. He's better than I am.
Caparulo once, he said he was in the back, in that back row of the Comedy Store, you know where Mitz used to sit?
Yeah.
And he was sitting next to Tony Rock. It was him and Tony Rock and some girls on the other side of Tony Rock. So it was Cap, Tony, this girl. And this girl was hitting on Tony Rock hard.
Mm.
And she was like, I think you're so funny. He's like, oh, okay, cool, thank you. Like trying to watch a show. And then she's like, I mean, I even think you're funnier than your brother. Like, it's easily. And then Cap was like, hey, I don't want to get involved, but there's just no way that's true. And Tony said, he's like, yeah, of course not, man.
Also, you're talking loud enough that everyone can hear you, so shut the fuck up.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
It's the worst when someone wants to talk to you in the back of a comedy room.
Oh, like, dude, I saw that happen.
Yeah.
That happened to Joe the other night on, it doesn't matter what night it was, last weekend or 2 weekends ago or whatever. And he, after Rogan got off, he sat in that same, you know, seats right there and wanted to watch Diaz because he brought up Joey.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there and it's like him and then Ian Edwards and then me and then somebody else are just sitting in the back watching Diaz. And this guy comes over with his girlfriend who's got like her thing like ready to take a picture with him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the show's going on and he's like, Joe's like, dude, go out in like an hour. Like, if you see me outside, I'll be happy to take a picture with you. You can't, like, he's talking. You know, Diaz is, like, in the middle of a fucking joke, and this guy comes over like, hey, do you mind real quick?
Hey, can I get a picture of my girlfriend? I definitely have it on selfie mode. I'm going to have to switch that. And then I'm going to have to take 3 more shots, one with flash, one without flash.
The one that I took from you through the bushes was a little blurry.
Dark in there.
What are you talking about?
Dude, it's bad enough. Everyone has a camera at all times, wants to take pictures at all times. Have your shit ready.
Have it ready. Yeah,
I'm in the middle of a conversation. You want me to pause? Okay, pausing is bad. I'm talking, so you're interrupting.
Yep.
But on top of that, you want me to pause for a minute and 45 seconds while you keep fucking getting your settings right?
Yep. You're there talking to somebody in the middle of a conversation with a buddy, or you're trying to rap to some dime piece.
And anyone who says, oh, these guys are just celebrities, like,
really
dime
well
piece,
done.
Sounds like Ian.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, because in college I used to do this. When I was talking to somebody, let's say me and Knut would be having a conversation, and then Tebow would come up like, all right, I need the thing. I'd be like, hey, is what you're saying definitely more important than what we're saying? Because you're interrupting. Is it an emergency?
Yes.
If it's an emergency, absolutely. Otherwise, you're being an asshole.
Right.
I'm talking.
Right.
You got to be polite, I believe is the word.
Wait for an in.
Wait for an in. Wait for an in. Especially if you're going to bombard somebody for a picture.
So I told the guy, she came up to me and I told, excuse me, can I get a picture? What?
Right.
Oh.
Then you're like, then, and then especially at the store.
I'm sorry, this No. Probably maybe a good time.
So, I'm sorry to do this, but
with their tepid beer breath, hey bro, if I should have told you.
When you look down, you see they're double fisting, and you're like, oh.
You know when you're also when you're talking to someone who's obviously in a blackout, and you're just like, Do I have to be nice?
You realize coke energy is the worst. The coked up person that won't fucking stop talking.
You realize you don't. At some point when they're drunk, you're like, I can just say, excuse me, in the middle of their sentence and walk away. And they might for a second go, that was rude. They will instantly forget it.
Absolutely. Instantly.
So then it doesn't matter.
There's a new one me and Yousef keep doing, which is when you get bombarded with those people.
Yeah.
And then like, so let's say you're like being a time burglar and you're like, and I'll do this. Hang on. What do you mean? I'll be like, hang on. What do you mean this isn't a real phone call? And then you just walk away.
Right.
And they just, they never even, they're like, oh, he must have got a call.
Either that or just, you can talk into your sleeve like, I'm on it. Okay, I gotta go. All units move in.
Oh, this phone, by the way, does have a feature, fake call.
Can we?
I haven't figured out how to use it yet, but you can just
can we get it? Again, still, we'll get back to the bag of bets because I want to talk about this, which initially you think, once again, Ari's beating the system.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call.
I got to take this. It's important.
You got the Walter White burner phone where you have to push the number 9 four times to get a T.
Well, you really got to push it about 7 or 8 times because the chances of you not going, missing it, and having to go around again are pretty low.
Yeah.
So if you want to hit like a semicolon on the one, you have to like go. Ah, oh, fuck, I missed it. Go around again. Right. And you can't slow down.
So what's the purpose other than I'm assuming that that's probably $80 a month cheaper than having an iPhone.
No, that's not the purpose.
I'm also assuming it has Los Pollos Hermanos on speed dial, and that's it. Yeah. That's the only thing you have.
Yeah, it's because I'm addicted to my apps, man. I can't get off. I can't get off technology. It's a lot of stuff.
Interesting.
Okay. I mean, I've been thinking more and more. I was looking for like apps that would limit the amount I could use the shit. So like 2 hours a day, which is plenty.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat is enough.
Right.
Where I can be like, cool, I checked everything. Now I won't check everything for another 3 hours.
Yeah, you figure you're awake for 14 hours a day.
Right.
Yeah. Two is God, when you think about it like that, two is too much.
That's what I mean. It's, you know.
But the only apps I could find were
a sixth of your day and 2 hours. There's no way most people are only doing that for 2 hours.
Oh, right. But it wouldn't stop you from using it for 2 hours. It would just notify, like, it's been 2 hours, and then you could just, like, disable that app and, like, use Twitter more.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, but it should be able to fully disable. Like, you cannot do anything. Brennan has one. Neil Brennan has one on his computer that I think, he's speaking out of turn, but it's something along the lines of he can only go on the internet for up to a certain amount of time per day, and he can only take it off if he has the password, and he gave the password to Dove Davidoff. Saying, do not give this back to me. You know? Unless he's got to, like, do an AMA, like, Reddit or something.
Right.
Or, like, somewhere he needs it. Like, I need it for the day. Come put it in.
Uh-huh. I think there should be an app. Like, if you are reading a numbered BuzzFeed list, it immediately shuts your computer.
Shuts your phone down. It's like, why are we scrolling 9 times to get these top 9?
Yep.
This is ridiculous.
As soon as I go to
fucking numbers. One page. Assholes. One page.
It should just be, like, 4 minutes. You give me 4 minutes of porn. Yeah. That's it.
Right.
I got to get in and get out.
Yeah.
Well, you also have to rate it.
Between 2 and 2:45, I get like porn unlimited, something like that.
on your
yeah, something like that. If you could really like make it specific.
I feel like porn on that phone would look like the old school Nintendo games.
Dude, you got to see these pictures.
Just like all pixelated fucking little bullshit.
You got to see these pictures.
I just love that. Because also, too,
you got to admit, you hate it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's Benji. I'm staying at Benji's now. He sent me a picture of the back of his Wi-Fi box so I could
know what the password is.
That's the picture.
That's great. That's fantastic. That's really – it looks like
– I couldn't see that if I was 15.
There's no way you could see. Literally, even
my eyes are bad, granted. I'm no spring chicken.
Right. No, nobody could see
But in the best days – I mean, it looks like a stamp with like – a bunch of shit written on it.
It's half the size of the top knuckle of my thumb.
Let me show you. Look how little that picture is. Dude, there's no way.
It looks like the second phone ever invented. There was like the one that like you had to have the antenna in the trunk of your car, and then this was the second one. So.
Yeah, that's it.
There's no way.
Face next to it first.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think that's a bad perspective with that gigantic Juno.
If the picture is smaller than your glasses, if it's smaller than your glasses, that's not going
to
work.
Every picture looks small next to that nose.
Yeah, but here's what I was saying. I was seeing myself, I'm instantly more social as soon as I got, like, first day.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you guys do? Yeah, let's go out.
Yeah. Let's connect as human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I mean, I've seen like older comics talk about it. It's like, well, it's bad. We're not doing it. It's like, you just don't haven't accepted like the new technology.
Right.
Right.
You can't just say it's bad because it's different.
Is there anything worse than someone saying, you know, back in my day, or it's not the same, but just like nothing makes you sound older than like, you know, when I was coming up, it's just like, all right.
And it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Okay. So we're using our we're still making etiquette based around our phone and our new Wi-Fi phones, our new smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Robinson's so old, he calls it Google phones. I'm like, hey, Google phone, idiot. It's an iPhone.
Right. Yeah.
But let's say so we're like, how much should we use it? We don't know. So the first iPhone 3, that was like one of the first smartphones, probably,
sure.
Right?
Right.
The problem was it was just barely not enough battery to get you through the day.
Right.
With the amount you were using, it was barely not enough battery.
You'd be charging it two or three times a day.
And that was using it a lot. Yeah, that was using it a lot, but not quite enough battery life. Now, the battery is, like, so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much more powerful, and it's still not enough to get you through the day.
Actually,
because we're using it way, way more.
I can get through a whole day pretty easily.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
If I'm going to something that I know, like if it's a festival and you know you're going to be running around for like 12 hours at night, there's something called a Mophie.
Yeah.
And you just slip it in, it doubles your battery life. So
yeah.
And I'm not being paid to say that.
Yeah, but it's like the case on the outside. It's just to get it's it to where
it's like, then it's heavy as fuck, too. Right.
Anyway, whatever. I just want out. I want out for a while. I see people on elevators. As soon as the elevator door closes, everyone goes to their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as anything happens, people go to their phones.
Yep.
Dinners. People are always on the phone. You talking to somebody.
Now, do you notice it a lot more now that you have this fucking burner phone?
I was noticing it before and I was thinking about it, but I definitely notice it a lot more. And I'll allow people, just like I'll allow you to be the fucking alcoholic that you are, where it's like, oh, wait. And it's like, but you talk to somebody, you're like, okay, I'll have to wait for this.
Yeah.
But then I don't have my own phone to disappear too. And it's like, we're actually going to be conversing.
Yeah. Right.
And you're going to have to realize that you're creating an awkward moment because you're not engaged as much as I am.
Mm-hmm. And I've been on dates where I'm like, oh, sorry, just one second, sorry.
You say that or they say that?
I do. And it's like, what do you mean you got to do this? What do you mean you have to? What does that mean?
Right.
It means you feeling a pull. Gotta means, hey, I'm about to, I'm recording
a
special
tomorrow. Hey, my wife just texted me and she's locked out of the house or something.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she's giving birth. I have to see if it's, yes, exactly.
And let me check Twitter. My wife's in labor.
She's locked out of the house and going into labor.
Yeah, exactly. If I have to check this, if it's Twitter, like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Even texts are sometimes too much. But like, here's what I see too. Okay, it's an uncomfortable situation, social situation, awkward. You don't know everybody. Let's say you know one person out of six.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one guy you know leaves the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you only know one guy like a little bit and then four people you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
You just go to your phone to fill in the awkward situation.
Right.
But here's what I found. If you don't go to your phone, if you don't have the phone to go into.
You meet people.
You stay awkward for another like 2 minutes and then your body just forces you to fill that boredom time.
Like it's fight or flight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like riffing on stage where you don't have a tagline. Like you'll force yourself to do it.
Uh-huh.
So then you're like, hey, did you see that Cowboys game? I don't know. You can just connect with people.
Sure. Right.
Instead of being connected with people you're already connected with that aren't there.
Now, when people see you talking on that or looking at that, do they automatically assume you sell meth?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. But, I mean, I saw Dave Attell have one, and I was like, wow, maybe if Dave Attell.
I did notice that, too.
But then it's like, well, Dave Attell is really not. He doesn't have an online presence.
Right.
Like a lot of people. And it's like, what's he doing? A lot of those older comics, they live in that time, you know, where it's like, oh, you don't even have a website. Some of those guys don't even have websites.
Right.
And they're huge.
Big enough Bobby Slayton level comics, you know,
where
you were big. Yeah, but it's like, what the fuck, man? You should have had this 10 years ago.
Right.
But so I was like, all right, maybe I'll just write off Dave Attell as like not fully embracing new technology. And also, what does he got going on? And then I was talking to Louis C.K. He's like, I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I'm thinking of switching. Go people watching. 60? Oh, 60 people are watching live. Well, that's watching pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I mean, it would be better if Go People were watching.
Go People. If Go People were watching, it would be way better.
60 will have to be. Yeah,
it's like, no, go, no, go, go People.
Go People.
Dude, the 60. Go People are watching.
Okay, Go is watching.
Go People watching.
Here I am.
The Go Phone people are watching. They're loving everything Ari's saying.
I do that too, though, with the phone. Like, people watch more instead of fucking disappearing. I'm in
that's
New York City, and I'm
do.
Texting on a phone. And I'm fucking missing being around the most awesome city in the world.
Right.
It's true.
I go 10 blocks, and I'm like, I've missed those 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Louis C.K., he's like, yeah, I've told him. He's like, yeah, I have a flip phone, too. I just switched. I was like, well, if Louis C.K., he's doing shit.
Right.
If he can get by without one, I was like, maybe. You know who else I found out? So I got one on Christmas. Then I found out 2 days ago. Who else has one? Dana fucking White. If Dana White, who runs the UFC, can have a flip phone.
Right.
When people like,
but I bet he has like other phones too.
People like he has, no. I heard he bought a crate of flip phones because he has the one he liked. He doesn't want them to go off the market, so he just bought a crate of them. So
really?
When one breaks, he's like, "Cool, next." And he could have it for like 5 years.
Interesting.
Yeah. He seems like a guy that would throw a phone into a wall.
Yeah.
In like a fit of rage.
Boring fight.
And then like just grab another one.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, man.
I think there's also people too that like.
I'm enjoying it.
No, you're not.
It's 2 hours in bed every day before I get out of bed with this, with the iPhone, and be like, all right, let me do the fucking rotations.
Sure.
Twitter, Facebook, email, text, Twitter, Facebook, email, text, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook.
Right.
And I miss the whole sun. I miss the sun.
Mm-hmm. And then you're sitting there on Tinder.
Oh, yes. Tinder, too.
Yes.
I deleted Tinder 5 times from my old smartphone.
Never had it. Never even been on it. Never fucked with it. Don't
Such
care
a
to.
Time waster.
Mm. Don't care to. You've gotten laid from Tinder.
Twice, and I've been on there for probably a month of total time.
Yeah. See, that's not worth
it. I could have actually called a girl that I've already fucked and just fucked.
Yeah.
Or gone to a bar and just fucked.
Mm-hmm. And it's way less stress, less everything.
Speaking of fucked, Knutson. Yes.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Come smell my dick for a second.
Okay.
Why is this now?
I can only smell things with my mouth.
Fucked before I came here.
Smell it with my mouth. Is
really?
That okay?
Yeah.
You've been in town like 12 hours?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you say it like it's just a common occurrence.
No, you don't say I've been in town. You say I've been out of town for fucking 3 months.
Right.
So, of course.
So, you came back and hit a usual suspect?
Something like that.
Kevin Spacey?
You came back like and that. Hit
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all fuck.
I think you're worried. Benicio. I think you're worried. You're not being as forthcoming because you're worried that that person's one of the go people that
she's
are watching.
One of the 60 people.
It's a new person. It's a new person.
Nice.
I haven't done it with. That's why I was like, well.
First time you ever hooked up?
Road trips without cell phones. Okay, here's the thing. Claude asked. People are like, well, like Rogan was like, well, I need my Instagram. I was like, first of all, you don't need something you didn't have 8 months ago.
Right.
How can you need it when you didn't even know it existed fucking this year?
Right.
Road trips without Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's a fucking problem. That's a fucking problem. No GPS is a problem. Texting, it takes a lot longer. It's not all better, but overall, I mean, I really like it.
How long are you in on it?
What I was going to do, I was going to buy an iPod so I could, like, record my sets and, like, go on Instagram and, like, post stuff here or there when I had to, or, like, take pictures on the road or have the GPS. When I'm in another country, like China, the Wi-Fi, the Google Maps, fuck Apple Maps. That's one of the worst things in the world.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they're still making that the standard.
I don't know why they market it like that.
That was the first time I realized, oh, Steve Jobs leaving makes this company worse.
Every upgrade Apple has done is worse.
Worse.
By leaving, you mean it's dying.
Worse. Dying, yeah.
By leaving us.
You
it's
mean
very selfish to leave us like that, Jason.
Leaving this realm.
Right. Jeff Ross had a great joke about it in the burn. He just died when he did the burn pilot, and it was like, he's being buried. Coffin costs $4,000, and the case costs an extra $250.
That's great. Funny. Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, that maps thing is there. But Google Maps, if you load up the map of the country you're in or whatever, it just follows you. So you can't, when you're away from Wi-Fi, you can't like ask for new directions, but you can tell where you are.
Right.
And if that's you set a marker for like where your hotel is, you can. Dude, I'm in Shanghai. I can find my way back for a 35-minute walk through the fucking Hutongs.
Right.
I can find my way.
It's pretty amazing.
And if you find a Starbucks or any Wi-Fi, you can just reload up and find exact directions.
It's scary.
That's the Peace Tower. It's just a big antenna, if I'm not mistaken.
What is that?
In Shanghai, the Peace Tower.
Oh, really?
That thing right by the river. I'm just kidding about that.
Oh.
But that's what that's called, that structure.
The Peace Tower.
The Peace Tower, yeah, for some reason.
But yeah, that part's great. But so I was going to buy an iPod, but then I was like, oh, I'll do it later. Let me just get the new phone first. And then The reason I don't have my old phone is I left it in a cab, so it sped up the process. What I was going to do is just get off my data plan, just use my old iPhone 5 and just say no data, only Wi-Fi only. Huh. But I was like, all right, I'll place – I would try to find somebody else's old iPhone 5 that they're not using anymore or 4. But the problem is it's 2 hours in bed. Mm-hmm. That doesn't go away with that. Like, get a tablet. Same problem with.
I don't mind the 2 hours in bed, like falling asleep, fucking around on YouTube.
You don't fall asleep.
That's true. Or just fucking off or doing whatever. It's the rest of the day that annoys me.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
half and half.
You know, if I'm laying in bed and going through everything and the, you know, returning texts and going through emails and looking at Twitter and all that shit before I start the day, it's the rest of the day, like, walking down the street, not looking at everything. Yeah.
I tried to make a rule for myself, which I hadn't been able to implement yet, of, like, I won't check my Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. I can check it, but do it at a coffee shop. Get up, get out, and then check all that stuff. Then spend two hours at a coffee shop and do it there.
Right. At least you're in public.
Right. At least you're out and doing things.
You got shoes on.
Yeah, so when someone says, hey, let's meet, you don't have to go, give me an hour to get ready.
Right.
But
yeah, the thing that kills me is when that stuff pulls away from things that actually matter.
That do matter. I'm like, fuck, I needed to work on this thing. I have this show that I prepared for. And I'm like, oh, let me just check Twitter for a minute, which is at half an hour.
When I'm at home and I'm writing, whenever I'm writing, I have a candle that I keep next to my computer. And I light the candle, and as long as the candle is burning, I have to work. And if I go on Twitter or Facebook or something that's not work, I have to blow the candle out. And I try my best to keep the candle lit all the time.
So, see, it's kind of crazy that we're –
you have to put that behavior modification on yourself.
What are you, a fucking four-year-old?
I am a four-year-old.
But it's not just, it's not you. It's all of us.
It's all of us.
There's a real addiction. And I think the fucking etiquette has not been formed yet.
No.
It has not.
Doing it,
it's out of hand.
We're the betas.
It is out of hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of places are like, no, turn on your cell phone before you come into like a concerts. I know a lot of people are like, nope, no cell phones.
And everybody blames everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Texting and driving, like, well, yeah, I do it, but you shouldn't do it. It's really dangerous.
Tripoli always tells me, dude, you think I'm on my phone a lot. You live on your phone. I'm like, nobody's worse than you, Tripoli.
Tripoli's the worst.
You are the worst one. He's like, no, you're always on your phone. I'm like, yeah, if I'm just sitting here doing nothing, I might fuck around. But everybody is equally guilty of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Tripoli's bad.
I was actually on my phone. I picked up Jason at Starbucks, and I was like kind of like checking something, and he's like, what's up, through my sunroof. And he's on the sidewalk. I was like, oh, yeah. I wasn't prepared for someone to engage me.
Even though you were picking me up.
I was completely gone. And if I didn't know Jason, I might not be here right now. I'd be in someone's dumpster. What's up?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's
my
weird.
God.
So I just want to pull away for a while. So I didn't get – so then
good
once
call,
I did
man.
A week – like a few days without the iPod, that I was like, you know what? Like maybe I'll just keep trying it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Seems like there's a lot more hours in the day for you, huh?
A lot more hours in the day.
Do you find yourself bored more?
Yeah, but then I fill in that boredom.
I know. I hear your
absolutely,
argument of that.
Absolutely,
but you find
I
like,
do. I am
I don't,
bored
what
more.
Should I do right now? It's like, what would you have done for the other fucking 36 years of your life where you didn't have that fucking
right,
thing?
Right, exactly. I need it. You didn't have it 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I do find myself making it harder to leave my computer where it's like I have to actually leave. I'm like, no, one more check on the Twitter because I'm addicted.
Because, yes, right.
But it's like if you're addicted to cigarettes and you're trying to quit, people are like, just use your phone less. And like, have a pack of cigarettes in your pocket and just smoke less.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no,
what
you
are
won't.
You talking about?
You won't. Someone told me about quitting cigarettes, the best thing. Like, if you ever want to quit cigarettes, there's only two things you have to do. What? Never buy a pack of cigarettes
and never bum one.
If you can do those two things, you will totally quit smoking cigarettes.
Just one, never smoke again.
Because if you bum a cigarette, you're getting a pack later.
Right.
Especially you're like New York. Man, I haven't smoked in 3 months.
I bummed five from this guy. I gotta buy him a pack.
I gotta buy him a pack.
Right.
Pall Mall.
Yeah, I would try when I was quitting cigarettes to not have a pack. So if I buy a pack, I would just have one or two and then give it away. But I can't have this. So like, I'll be bumming from you all night. Like, if you want to leave, leave.
I smoked for years. I loved it. I loved
me
it.
Too.
If I didn't,
did
if it didn't
too.
Cause
you
cancer,
you,
I
you
would
smoked
do it all
before
the time.
I smoked.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't start smoking until late.
Oh, I didn't either. I had to work in the back door of the Comedy Store. Everyone would go out to smoke.
Yeah.
That place
it's
will
great.
Get
such a social, fun social thing.
That place will get every habit going. What's you know?
Have you heard that Tom Papa bit? He talks about like smokers and how they have things and people who don't smoke. He's like, no, you know, people who don't smoke, they can't go walk outside and stand in the yard for 5 minutes. You know?
Right.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Like, what's that guy doing?
Standing out there talking to himself
with his flip phone?
Really
he's great.
He is great.
It doesn't seem like it would be with that fucking suit. dude. I'm like, get out of here. Real comics are going up. And then he goes on. Yeah, he looks like a teacher. Yeah.
I did a show with him at the Improv a couple months ago. It was Alan Havey's show. It was me, him, Lori Kilmartin, and Brian Kiley. And Tom Papa blew the roof off. He blew the roof off.
He annihilates.
He's hilarious.
What were we just saying? Oh, the cigarettes.
Cigarettes, quitting, smoking. I mean, and also, too, I have that trigger thing where you, even now, I've quit for years. You, like, have a couple beers, like, have that cup of coffee,
social.
Like,
coffee, that's a big one.
Yeah. It's like a wink and a smile. They just go together. Great. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I've had one, I've quit a bunch. I've been off for, like, a few years now. But, like, when I have quit, when I've, like, fuck, this is too socially, like, I need it. Now Claude has to go get one because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
At least that's chemically addictive.
Right. It's like you see someone yawn. You have to.
But then when you do, are you rolling your own shit? Oh, no, it's weed.
Oof, it's artisan.
When you do finally, like, okay, I'll do it socially, then you smoke and you're like, this is gross. It's like gross. Your body's already kicked.
Oh, yeah. If you're done, it's the worst.
Yeah. But a cigarette and a half is gross. And that second half of the second cigarette is like, I love it again.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
And we're back.
By the third one, you're like, and we're back.
I was playing in that Saturday basketball game and we started a game, you know, it's like the game ends when the A court ends.
Yeah.
So then we all start, the second game started, and I was in, and I'm playing with the Sklar brothers, both of them, I think, were on the same team and me. And they started too fast. It was like, they're already another team, they don't have to shoot for it, let's go. Yeah. And I was already in the middle of a cigarette. I was smoking between games, you know? I smoked before jiu-jitsu. I love smoking. But
before jiu-jitsu, that's the best.
During jiu-jitsu.
Yes. So I played the first...
before the Boston Marathon.
I played... Well, in the old days of the Tour de France, they used to think if you smoke cigarettes, it would increase... It would make your lungs get bigger.
Wow.
Because you need to be able to take in oxygen. And so then when you're actually biking, you wouldn't smoke, but you'd be able to take in more oxygen because your lungs have been expanded.
Have you seen that famous picture of...
The Badger.
Super Bowl I?
No.
Like Len Dawson... Like, it's like halftime of the first Super Bowl, and he's sitting there, and in between his legs is like a Fresca or something, like a can, like a glass bottle of a soft drink.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway through a cigarette.
Wow.
Chiefs helmet fucking kind of on the top of his head.
Wow.
Soft drink in between his legs, just ripping a cigarette at halftime of Super Bowl I.
Wow.
I think
that's the quarterback, starting quarterback.
Because I'm not a scrambler. So anyway, I played the first defensive set on with a cigarette in my mouth, you know.
Right.
And then we were going up the court, and I was quickly like puffing the last of it, you know.
Uh-huh.
They were like, Ari, stop it. yeah, sorry. And they were like trying to tell me why I should quit. They're like, look, it's fucking terrible for you. I'm like, I know, you're absolutely right. Fucking addicts, they don't argue with
they
you on the things they're right.
People know. Everyone like, right. knows.
And they're like, it stinks, man. You smell after that. I'm like, I know. You're absolutely right. And they're like, it's not cool. And I'm like, ooh, you're wrong there.
You're wrong.
That's where you're wrong.
The only reason people smoke cigarettes.
Tell that to Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah. It's cool.
Rod Sterling. You know, those marathons are always on New Year's, those Twilight Zone marathons. So, and you think about it.
Imagine if you would.
And it's not like these cameras or whatever where it's just super easy to shoot anything in the fucking 60s and 50s. Like, that's like a camera like half the size of this room. There's nine people working it to get this shot. And they're like, okay, and let me light this cigarette before. Okay, and action. You know what I mean? Like, he had a cigarette in every shot.
Every shot.
It's got to match. Like, it doesn't really have to match, man, because you're coming in between, like, you know, it's like 15 minutes later when you say it's the break.
Right.
Like, nah.
Nobody will know.
Right? I'll know.
I'll know.
So let's get into something then.
Back to this bet that we have to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
Bag of bets.
Full circle. So
Josh Martin, who's a door guy at the store, was heckling Tripoli during the fantasy football draft.
Wait. Let me finish explaining it. So if we were sure of something, if you're sure and I'm sure the other way, you go back of bets, and then we've written down these crazy bets that we don't know what the bet's going to be, but we have like 20 of them in a bag, bag of bets, and then it's just like loser has to, like we've done this before, loser has to get their nipple pierced. And you would only, see the thing is like, I don't want to do that, but you would only enter that bet if it was a bet you know you won't lose.
A lock.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're like, I don't mind entering whatever's in that bag.
Sure.
You have to be willing to do any of it, but like, I won't do it because I'll win.
Right.
But
you
I
never
do get
can
my nipple pierced.
But there's some horrific things in this bag. Mm. Now there's things that we've refused to put in.
Right. We're like, I'm not doing it. I'm not blowing Boonshaka lock.
I'm not going to walk up to Rogan and just slap him.
Right.
Yeah.
There are things that have been written by professional comedians that are in that bag.
Yeah. Well, people will tweet them, and then if two of the three
of us
trying
to kill
agree,
the president.
Like, if two of the three of us are like, yeah, then we'll put it in.
Right.
But there's easily ones people have sent us, and all of us are like, there's no, I'm not going to Magic Johnson's theater and yelling the N N-word in the middle of a movie.
But like one of the first ones was Tebow has to watch two-hour gay porn and then write a book report
about it. Yeah.
And so none of us wanted to do that. None of us would have done it. But Tebow, what was that bet for?
Yeah, that was, I don't even remember.
What was the golf bet?
The golf bet.
Oh, Whitney.
Oh, yeah, that one I still have to do. That's the only thing that's never been done.
Okay, now that I'm back, I got to get that shit on DVD.
We got to figure out a way to do it.
I mean, this is ridiculous already. It's been years, bro.
The worst one that's happened was you losing to Youssef in basketball one-on-one, and then Youssef got to jerk off into one load into a sock and then one load in the other sock, and then he had to turn them inside out and wear them for 12 hours, 24 hours?
12, like a whole all day.
Like a wake up, put them on, go to bed, take them off kind of a thing.
When he gave them, he was like, here they are, because we did his podcast over at my old place. Occasionally Awesome with Kevin Christie and him. And he was like, here. I'm like, what, now? I don't want to do them now. He's like, why not now? And I was like, fine, you're right.
Ugh. And then you did your show wearing those socks, your Store 20 show.
Oh, yeah, I did my Store 20 show.
Because you talked about it while you're on stage that you were wearing cummy socks.
Oh, and here's the gross part. They're not my cummy socks.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're some other dude's cummy socks.
That was an awful one. So,
The
other one, Josh is talking shit to Tripoli about how terrible his team is. And he's like, I'll do a bag of bets with you guys. And I'm positive Tripoli's going to finish in last place.
In this fantasy football league.
In the Comedy Store fantasy football league.
Uh-huh.
So Chilby's like, fine, you got it. He goes, what's the worst thing in the bag? And I go, the worst one that's in there that hasn't been pulled out yet is winner gets to jerk off on a towel. Loser, 24 hours later, has to run it under hot water to reactivate the comp. And that's my favorite part of the
reactivate.
And then do what with a towel?
Wash your face with it.
Oh, wow.
Fresh out towel, sir, before we land? Fresh out towel before we land?
Listen, I've stayed in a comedy condo. I've probably done this more times than
you probably have. I probably did it this weekend in La Jolla.
This towel, you take it off the rack and it stays in the same shape, over and over.
I'm terrified to look under the bed at the
fresh towel.
Those towels at comedy condos are so gross, comics won't even use them to jerk off into. That's how he's got a bunch of cum on
it. I like drop something at the store in La Jolla at the comedy condo there, and my charger kind of went under the bed, and I almost blindly just reached under the bed and grabbed it, and I'm like, ooh, no.
Doing that with that grossness is like that scene in Flash Gordon when he's got to reach into the big tubes?
Yeah, the tube.
And then they have the animals in there that'll kill you if they touch it. That's what that is.
Yeah. And then I was like, ooh, I almost did something really bad. Yeah. And then I kind of I had to look under and get it. I'm like, oh, what am I going to see?
You look under and some little fucking one of those borrowers aloft, the borrower's going, be gone.
You want none of this.
Oh, dude, that's brutal out there.
So
if you drop something on the floor, it's lost for the ages.
It's lost. It's like, oh, well.
That's a wrap.
So he lost the bet because Sam, not only did he not finish last, which is a terrible bet to make.
Right. Made the playoffs.
Won the whole league.
And then won the playoffs.
Wow.
Made the playoffs,
so very
then won
clearly
the
lost. It wasn't like, oh, were you just lucky that so-and-so didn't do their team right?
Right.
And if he lost the bet, if Sam lost
By the way, if your question was who won the Punch Drunks football,
he didn't ask that.
It was me. 2 years
testing
in a row.
Testing Mike.
Two years in a row.
Could you guys give me a second?
Can you hear me?
For Ari. Who won the Punch Drunk?
It was Ari Shapiro.
Mike check.
It feels like everything's working fine, Jason.
You guys are good?
I think we're good.
So Tripoli wins the league. And we're back. Tripoli wins the league. So now he's got to pay the piper. Now, somehow, and here's where it gets really gross to me.
Yeah.
Tripoli has spun this into all three of us.
It was always all three.
Okay. Right. So now the question last night has turned into
all three of us come onto a rag.
In what order do the three of us come? Because it's going to be pretty gross jerking off on a pile of your two scummy loads.
I say we bukkake it, and we all start at the same time.
Oh, that's even worse.
And then it's just when
that's
it happens,
even
it
worse.
Happens.
Maybe someone could have a starter's pistol. Who's just a...
Now, I think by the time you and I come, Tripoli can come twice.
I think
he can come, and then we'll still be like, dude, we just got hard. Jesus, man. And then you come, and then Tripoli's like, I'm ready again.
Like, if I have to go third, I was thinking about my move, and I think what it is so the towel's, right here. I'm jerking off the other way, not even thinking about the towel.
Yeah.
or worried about it, and then right when I have to come, I'm just going to turn over real quick and just kind of like come.
I think that's The Stranger. That's the new version of The Stranger.
Dude, the one I did, I was in the condo, comedy condo in La Jolla. Same place you're talking about.
Oh, no.
I was in the big room, and Jim Painter, and it was either Ingram or Pete Carboni. I forget now which weekend it was.
That's gotta be a long time ago.
And the TV worked in the big room. It didn't work anymore. But I was in there, and I was jerking off and getting ready. And then I pull a teacup and saucer out. And I went into the common room where Painter and Carboni was.
Oh, no.
I was just jerked off. I was so close. And I was staring at Mariano Rivera close out a fucking save. And fucking vigorously... Like, as your bonus trying to go down, it was like, it's too close. You're already there. Like, remember in Single White Female, when she comes into his room and starts blowing him, and he's like, oh, it feels so good. And he's like, wait, which one are you? But it's too late. He goes,
And then it doesn't matter now.
Puts a stiletto heel through his eye. Right. But, like, right then, it's too late. So I fucking jerked off onto a teacup saucer.
And staring at them?
No, staring at them and the Mariano Rivera finishing off, getting one of a Hall of Fame saves that he was known for.
Wow.
That was like a public-y kind of thing. That was hard, though. You got to really fucking shake at it.
It's too late to save this. Oh.
You got to open that door when you're at the point of no return.
Yeah, it's like limited.
That's when I'm going to turn around and come on the towel.
Yeah,
if I have to go third.
Exactly.
Now, I said that we should go like a paper, scissors, rock off to see.
The order.
Yeah, paper should be called paper, scissors, rocks off.
To see who goes win.
Trademark.
But then everybody starts arguing last night, no, Tripoli should get to go first since he won the whole league. And I'm like, well, then you're going to get into that. And then
why not last? His stuff should be on. Because they don't wash off first? Well, I mean, why get to go first? I don't think there's any order difference on that.
Right. Cool, then I'll go first.
Okay.
Nice! Oh, thank God. I was so worried about that.
And we have to okay that was Tripoli, but yeah, I'm okay with that.
Oh, no.
Josh Martin was like, his question. I think his question was like, I did have one question. Do I have to supply the towel? I'm like, I'll take it up with the guys, man. I don't know if that's a definite.
He told me last night that he wants to wear a hairnet.
No.
That's what I said. I'm like, we'll make the rules, idiot.
Already know.
And he's like,
he can wear a hairnet to the event.
I'm going to wash my forehead, my cheeks, and that's it. No eyes or mouth or nose.
What do you mean, no eyes? You wash your fucking face.
I'm like, second of all, don't forget about that neck, idiot.
Cheek. What, are you just going to dab fucking some rouge on? No.
You got to really wash that dirty ass face.
Yeah.
Really nice with the rouge call. It made it like a 1950s makeup reference.
I don't even know if that's the right thing. Is that not something
you just
use
pinch
anymore?
Your cheeks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Women pinch whores rouge. That is how we do it. God, that's hilarious. You guys are killing me.
We'll never
agree to any of those bets.
But you won't make the bet unless you're sure you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Will the Cavs finish under 500 this year? I'm like, no, of course they won't. They'll finish above.
They'll figure
now,
it
LeBron
out.
Now, LeBron and Kevin Love could get injured, but they probably won't.
He's out for like 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah,
he is out 2 weeks.
You know. If somebody wanted to make a bet like that, I'd be like, absolutely. Whatever's in the bag, let's go.
So... speaking of gay things.
Oh, we need to keep the bag here. Can we find a place here to keep the bag?
Who's got it?
It's Lovitz?
No. Either Tripoli has it or the Fat Man has it.
We can put it in one of these ceiling tiles.
Why do we have to do that?
We did this in Denver Comedy Works once, and then we put some weed up there. We're like leaving for the weekend, and we put some weed up there. And then we came – the next year, me and Rogan and Red Band, you know, we came back, but then we played the – the other location of Comedy Works.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after, downtown. We went back to downtown, and the fucking ceiling had been paved over.
Oof.
So it's just up there forever.
Oh, I guess I'll just have to walk down the street and get weed now.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm He's telling going Madrigal. For it.
Only do Ari could have... do this. Is he tall enough? He is tall enough. He's pushing.
Oh, Ari, yeah.
There's already weed in
there.
Berry
shit like
That's
a squirrel.
A surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, that could probably work.
Hey, since you're getting up,
we could put it anywhere normal, like a normal adult would.
Yeah, is that cool? Okay, yeah, I'll be right back.
Yeah. We could also put it anywhere normal, like maybe in a drawer or a desk drawer, or anywhere normal, like a human being.
Yeah, we could. Oh, we could put it over that light. That thing.
Why are you hiding things?
I just like the idea of making a presentation when it comes out. Like, let's go get the bag of bets.
Let's get the jackhammer.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I've been on this, like, Forensic Files tear. You know that show?
Yeah. You should be on a Whitney tear, you fucking shirker.
Dude, I have every intention of doing it. I just don't have any access to get it to watch it or to do anything.
Bullshit.
But nonetheless,
yeah.
I got all the tips if you ever want to kill somebody to what not to do.
Oh, that's great. Forensic Files teaching people.
Dude, anytime you, if your wife goes missing, don't rent power tools the next day.
Right.
Like they go, well, we just ran his credit card like history. And then he, the day after his wife went missing, he rented a jackhammer.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's
with a
so guilty.
Card.
You rent a jackhammer the day after your wife goes missing? Of course you're burying
what
that
car. What's she doing for 24 hours? Well, I still got to fix this deck.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, you're right. Don't leave a trail. They can find out.
Yeah, don't start bleaching shit.
You ever see the Black Dahlia stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, when they like, so.
What do you mean, like documentaries or movies or any of that shit? There's a couple of movies about it I've seen.
Yeah, but the documentaries. When they showed her like trying to say, I want to kill my husband. To, she doesn't know, to a cop.
Right.
She's asking a cop about this. It was being recorded. Real lackadaisical about it. Anyway, they're like, so they had to go tell the husband, like, your wife is taking a hit on you.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming home soon. We need you to leave the house. And he's like, what? No. What are you talking about? Like, he doesn't believe it at first. And like, come with us. We'll show you everything. And then, so they leave. But then, so she comes home and they set up the whole thing, which I don't know why they had to do this part, where they're like, ma'am, you can't go in. They're like, what? What do you mean? What's wrong? Because she knows, she thinks he's killed.
Right.
And now you're looking at someone who's acting.
Sure. Poorly.
Yeah.
Usually
well,
poorly.
Not that poorly.
Yeah.
She cries.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, your husband, there's been an accident. Your husband, what do you mean? Is my husband okay? Please tell him. And it's like, you better be prepared for when the cops come to your door. What would you really do?
Right.
Don't chance it for last minute.
Right.
You really think
run
about
lines. You got to run lines.
If you take out
lines.
A hit on your wife and then the cops come or you kill your wife and the cops come and they go like, oh, can we talk to you for a second? Or the police? You have to be like, oh, yeah, sure. You have to know how you're going to act. Right. You can't be like, why? What's this about? Why? I didn't do anything.
Is my wife okay? Like, why wouldn't she be okay?
Is this about the hit on my wife? Why did I say
exactly.
that, Mom?
Yeah.
You should just think some things, not say them.
So next week, he's got to come in. Josh Martin.
Well, we're talking about doing a video where Tripoli gets his trophy presentation.
Oh.
And then he has to do it at the store during the day.
I love it.
Last night he was fighting that too. He's kind of fighting everything. And now he's accusing
us. No one said it has to be during the day. I'm like, yeah, I know, but no one said it has to be any time.
Now he's accusing us of not actually pulling it out of the bag. And so
Dude, he's had this bet for fucking 3 months before he lost it.
That being said, we've got to make a fake video where we actually pull it out of the bag.
Okay.
Just so you know. Just you know.
Yeah, we got to get that bag of bets out. And by the way, tweet to what? Punch Drunk or to each of us? Or what? About new bag of bets?
At any of us or at Punch Drunk if you have a new idea for it. And don't make them. Be creative and be realistic. Don't be stupid. You know, you're cut off your finger. None of that dumb
so
shit.
So when he had to watch the gay porn, they're like, you should have to watch 24 straight hours of gay porn and not eat, not drink during that time.
It's like, come on.
What are you talking
Look,
about?
Look, this isn't the 90s.
It was hard enough for me to watch an hour of gay porn and not beat off.
Just a bad thing to pay off. You know what they should do? We should have fucking, and this we can do, fucking, you know how
Chef Boyardee
jacket?
Sheriff Arapano, whatever his name is from Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Pink.
Let's have somebody wear a poster board, a sandwich board.
Okay.
Saying, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, whatever it is.
You love black dick?
I love black dick and stand right outside Rage in Hollywood for an hour. Man, actually, now that I think about it, that's a good – we should
put
that in.
That's a rough one.
Right.
I love
black
dick.
Tattoo idea too. You have to get a tattoo that says tattoo.
That's such a permanent thing.
Sure.
Even the nipple piercing was, like, way too permanent.
Right. If I was going to get another tattoo, I have a couple. It would be a little one of Hervé Villechaize. Just on my
really?
Show. Yeah, a tattoo of tattoo. I mean, come on.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's meta. It works on a
couple.
I
like that.
Mine is going to be because you know how Jews are not supposed to like not allowed to get tattoos, and then they have this rule, which is not really a rule. If you ever hear it, it's wrong, that you're not allowed to get buried in a Jewish cemetery.
I heard it was wrong, too.
That's just something Jewish mothers made up.
Right.
You're not supposed to mark your body, but you still get you're not supposed to steal. You still get buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, correct.
Anyway, so I want to get a tattoo of bury me in a Jewish cemetery.
It's great.
That's a good one, too.
Star of David. Yeah.
If found dead, please bury in a Jewish cemetery.
Maybe at this end up
so that's
by
like,
your ankles or something.
That's like folklore. That's not even true.
Not true.
That's
not
like
true.
How your
no
mom is like, if
law.
You beat off your hand,
yeah, you're going to go blind.
Or go blind or whatever.
Oh, really?
Because
a lot of people are beating off.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know
100% of humanity.
Yeah, I caught Dad doing it. His side is fine.
Yeah.
Can't hear anymore.
The only thing
he
couldn't
not...
see is the fucking door not locked.
So, can we get to
yeah.
the greatest kiss
UFC
of the year?
Can we play this on here? Show Knutson?
I'd
can we play anything
it.
On there?
I've just been a teaser.
Load this up.
I really want to see that.
I'll load it up. I got it queued up.
No.
Go to
no.
Rogan's Instagram or go to whatever.
Oh, don't worry about that. You I got this baby on oh, fucking wow. repeat.
So Duncan and I are at this. By the way, I have to show you. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, love Duncan right. Trussell. Love that guy.
I'll show this afterwards.
I love him too. So, well, I think I'd tell the story before I show him.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
So me and Duncan are, Rogan gets, he gave away too many seats for the UFC this week.
Where was it?
It was in Vegas at the MGM.
Nice. Very,
Garden Arena.
Mm-hmm.
But extra people asked for it. Hannibal was there. Russell Peters was there. His business partner, Aubrey, and his wife were there. His pool player, Justin Friend, was there. And
I like that guy.
Justin?
Yeah.
Big fat Justin?
Uh-huh.
He's great.
Great guy.
I mean, no, he's like 6'8 and fat.
Wow. Yeah.
He's big fat Justin.
But he's like a real sweet guy.
Super nice.
He looks like he could murder you.
Super right. nice. Fun to hang out with. Interesting conversation.
Sure, great guy.
He said a fun thing recently. He goes, if you see a picture of a girl you're going to want to date and there's a picture of her on Instagram or Tinder or Facebook, anything with her on a boat, do not date her because she doesn't have a boat and you don't have a boat.
Right.
So
do
if
the
she
math.
Likes boats,
right.
there ain't going to be a boat right. in this relationship. So.
And guess what? Her ex-boyfriend had a boat.
Yeah.
And you were not that
guy. Still has a boat.
Right.
Yeah. But so we gave away too many seats. It was like, Duncan, all right, can you sit next to me? Which when I'm there alone with him, if I'm opening for him on the road somewhere, like in, I don't know, Miami, and I'm the only one there, and I don't know anyone in the stands. Like if it's me and Diaz, and I'm like, yeah, we'll sit in the stands and get popcorn and go right. crazy. I usually
sure.
take pot cookies, you know, have some fun.
The works.
Yeah. So he was like, hey, sit. So he has these seats right behind him, which are the best seats in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're above. That's where it's pretty much as close as Shaquille O'Neal sits and fucking Chuck Liddell, and like it's right behind the very front.
You can spit into the cage.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere else, even if you're seven or eight rows back in the floor section, which are great seats, he normally gets his great seats.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, he's been up way up, but very occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But those seats, you have to look at the monitors a lot because once they go down, it's tough to see because the octagon is raised.
Right. Yeah.
The best seats at the UFC are actually
those
besides
camera
like,
guys
the very, very
get
front.
In your way a little bit
yeah.
too.
The best seats are like in the main sections up like 10 rows. So you can look mm-hmm. down a little bit on the
yeah.
On
yeah,
the
I've outfit. Only been to one fight. I was in the Fox box, and actually it was me, Brody Stevens, Jamie Kaler, and they
oh,
wanted
really?
To try and do this like thing where people tweeted and they did a like live thing. So it was like Dana White's box at the Staples Center looking down.
Wow.
It was awesome, but
wow.
it was a different experience than what you're talking about.
Oh yeah.
It was cool though. I liked it.
So anyway, me and Duncan are sitting behind him. And Duncan starts going like, you know, I've sat here before. I love those seats, especially because then it's like if Rogan's the only person I know, then I can like talk to him in between
mm-hmm.
fights.
Mm-hmm.
All right, love that look he gives you after he gives like a post-fight interview, and he comes
sure.
back and just gives you like a like after a crazy
like,
knockout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, that's the commentator of the UFC, fucking looking right at me.
He's the voice of it, like, you know.
Yeah,
unmistakable.
Yeah. Or before this fight, this is going to be a good fight. I'm like, what's his strength? What should I be looking for? And he'll just quickly tell you. And like, cool.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. Insider knowledge. So I've been there, and they're fun as shit, and I usually take major pot cookies. This one time, Rogan was doing his wrap-up, like at the end of the pay-per-view, him and Goldie have to stand there, everybody starts leaving, and he's like, and I'm standing behind the camera, so there's cameras now they set up to get him talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great fight, don't forget next week, and I'm just sort of sitting behind it, and I'm on a heavy pot cookie, and as soon as he's like, well, that's it for UFC 137, I'm Joe Rogan, this is Goldie, we're out, and he goes, Ari, how high are you? Because I was just like glazed over. I'm like,
yeah.
Pretty high, man. Can we eat? He's like, yes.
Yeah, we could eat. That was Daniel Cormier, John Jones?
This one. Not when I said that, but this one is. And then Duncan says when he goes, he gave away an Illuminati sign.
Yeah,
he would just hold up an Illuminati sign.
Don't do
I don't
that.
Try to do that. But anyway, so we did a few of those. We did a joint Illuminati sign where I go like this and he fills in the other one.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because all of Duncan's fans, a bunch of them think he's in the Illuminati.
Right.
Anyway, at some point, Duncan starts going, we should kiss on camera.
Now, I was trying to get you to suck his dick.
Yeah, I was like, we've already got a plan. That's a legit plan. I'm not going to suck his dick on camera.
That's not in the bag of bets.
That would have helped
That's
me.
That's in the bag of bets.
That would have helped me find you.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm watching the fights, Duncan, the whole time with the Illuminati. He goes, now Illuminati. And so he was just staring at the monitors to see when the camera was like on the other side of the octagon facing this way so we'd be in the background. And so at some point, he's like, no! And so here's what it was. So check this out.
So, yeah, so
Let me load up here.
While you're looking for that, I went to your This Isn't Happening taping at Cheetah's with Duncan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When Duncan did?
Yeah, when you guys did that, I thought it was great.
Thanks, man.
Of course.
Hit play on that.
Oh, hit play on this. Okay, yep. Here we go. And this is loading. The guy is doing a leg kick. There they are. Oh.
The best.
Have you seen it? Go show him. Oh, it's so great.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's everything.
The guy
everything.
Next to us, Frosty, who's organizing the fucking UFC, yeah. Make sure all the cameras and stuff
sure,
are working
the ones
fine.
And twos.
He just starts dying. He's watching the monitors, and he's like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, show the monitor.
Oh, everything that the UFC is not.
No, don't move back a little bit. Go forward.
I think you got to go forward, Deebs.
Yeah, go way forward. Way forward. There it is.
And there they go. God, that's really funny.
What? You spit it out?
And that was on the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
That was the pay-per-view?
Yeah, that was the live pay-per-view. So,
wow.
I wish I could have held a little longer. Tony says it's better because it shows that I'm just trying to fucking fool with everybody.
Sure.
I was in La Jolla with Chris Porter, and we're watching the prelims. And you're telling me this is about to go down. I saw a bunch of the goofy bullshit you guys were doing and whatever,
so
and I'm texting you. And you're like, so then we go to the club because they have, you know, they switched to 7 and 9:30 now?
It's too early.
It's too early, especially on a Friday.
Maybe on Saturday, maybe, but not.
Yeah. The Friday one is just.
Claude, you started at La Jolla. What do you think of that?
About what?
7 and 9:30 shows instead of 8 and 10:30.
I like 8 and 10:30.
Yeah.
More chance to unwind.
You've pretty much given up the 7 o'clock show. That means we're nothing.
Now we got lucky.
But the 9:30 is not going to be as rowdy as a 10:30 show would be.
But don't you work in that 10:30 show? That's where you fucking grow.
Not a headline.
Well, also too, 8 o'clock. They go to dinner, then they come to the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing 8 and 10 because at 8 and 10 it was always like in between shows. Like, why are we still waiting? Like, we still have another 45 minutes.
Well, dude, in the summer, the sun's still up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
True. But we got lucky because it was New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And then that was Thursday.
So they were all
and Friday. So it was a 4-day weekend for everybody.
Cool.
So we had good numbers. But usually, last time I did it,
on a Friday.
The 7 o'clock Friday, there's like 67, 70 people in there.
That's not bad.
Because, yeah, but that's like not even half of the fucking room.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to race. I get out of work at 6. I'm not going to race to a fucking comedy show.
Yeah.
I'll just go to the fucking 9 and it'll be
and
packed.
Most people aren't going to race to a comedy show at any hour. So you're already battling the numbers there.
So did somebody screen capture that and then send it to Duncan immediately? And then Duncan was like, tell me when Rogan's not working. He doesn't understand how the fights work at all.
Yeah, of course. Tell me when he's not working. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, now he has 3 minutes right now. So he went and showed Rogan. Rogan laughed so hard that if you listen – the beginning of the next fight, he's like, okay, so his next two guys are at Warriors, and he's like still trying to stop laughing.
That's just brilliant.
So when you're texting me that before you did it, now we're at the club and the real fights have started.
And they get the pay-per-view there?
No.
Oh.
We were watching, there was some other game that was on, we were watching, but it doesn't matter. So it was like the playoff game, the first NFL playoff game. The Saturday game. So we're watching the end of that game, the Steelers-Ravens. They had that on at the club, and then no fight. So my only knowledge of what's going on is communicating with you and my other friends that have it, and you're like, we're about to kiss. Next time around, we're really going to do it. So I tweet, hey, I'll send a free Punch Drunk shirt to anybody that can screen capture or get the video, like DVR it and rewind it.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts raining pictures and videos of everybody just laughing, doing it. It was the best.
That's so funny, man. And so also, it's taking kind of taking the piss out of just everybody involved.
It was kind of a boring fight, too.
How good of a kisser is Duncan?
He didn't open up his mouth, but it was still like,
whoa!
There's still really wet lips.
Yeah, plus, with your beards, they might like kind of Velcro and
he seems like he'd be a sloppy kisser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sloppy. A closed mouth and all that wet and like, come on, bro. Uh-huh. Now I was on Molly, some THC breath, some THC drops.
I get that, but what's in the
eye drops
and
or?
Some mushrooms and
Jesus.
No alcohol. Duncan had alcohol in him too, but no mushrooms. So I was having a good old time.
Well, of course, if you're on Molly, no wonder you're making out with your boyfriend.
That'll do it.
And mushrooms.
That'll do it.
Anyway, we're worried a little bit because we're sitting right behind Joe Silva. I'm like, come on, man. We shouldn't be doing this too much. We're getting in trouble. I asked Rogan. He's like, oh, no trouble. Nobody gets in trouble. Anyway, I was a little worried. But then I got a text. I didn't even see till way later.
Because you have your fucking crack phone.
Because I made a phone. So I didn't, and I also lost all my numbers. So when people text me, I'm like, I just don't even respond. I'm like, I don't know who this is. It's just an annoyance. And so I realized, oh, it's like Tebow saying, hey, what time are you coming in? I'm like, right. I'm not responding to this idiot.
Right.
Who
right.
is this?
Either which way, you probably would have said that, but.
Sure.
K.
Yeah. Read
the
that
letter
out.
K.
Oh, Jesus. Dana White texts Ari, you and Duncan are social media stars today.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh,
that's
cool,
pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
So hilarious. I guess that just proves that you're... So then it's on Reddit the next day.
Yeah. Two bored... Right away, so it was on, like, Bodog Sports, like, two bored dudes make out of the UFC.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I sent that to everybody, the video, like, family members, like, people that don't even know about the UFC. I sent it to old college roommates. And I've probably watched it 50 times, and I still laugh at it when I watch it.
Oh, my God.
I find
quality.
Something
it's
new.
Quality bit.
I was walking and thinking about it yesterday, and I just started laughing.
Yeah. Of course, I've laughed. I will randomly just laugh at it.
Just making
and the way you guys hold it, caress each other's faces.
I'm watching the fights. I just heard Duncan, because we knew the next one was going to be the kiss. I just heard Duncan go, now. And so it's like you can't pause. You can't worry about, is the shot right? Is
right.
that
just,
yeah.
Okay. Just go for it.
Now, did you guys practice, like, the day before, like, in your hotel room, like, making out and, like, shit like that?
Well, you know how, like, in Greg Jackson's camp he's a mixed martial arts trainer. Probably
yeah,
he's the best one.
Yeah, arguably.
Yeah. Pretty easily. I mean, he's at all times has a, like, belt holder in the UFC and, like, usually, like, three or four.
Yeah.
He's
like the Freddie Roach. He's like the Freddie Roach of the UFC.
GSP, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And so what he does is before somebody goes for a fight, he gives you five rounds, which usually have to fight three rounds or five for a title fight. But he gives you five rounds against five different people.
Hmm.
So you have to go in there fresh with Nate Marquardt, John Jones. And these are fucking champions of the world.
Murderers. Right?
And after first of all, one round against one of those guys, like, fuck. Especially if you're just like a mid-level guy.
Right.
You're like, cool. Now he's out. The new rested guy comes in as you're tired. He puts you through the gauntlet. And after that, for three rounds or five rounds against a tired opponent is not nearly as bad. So what Duncan and I did is we fully had anal sex with each other.
Oh, okay.
And so then this kiss really just was like a step back.
It was unrelated to the kiss in any way. Have you ever like fought a UFC thing? You've stepped into the cage, put the gloves on and do the just for fun?
I've been in the cage.
Tate slammed me once.
Tate choked me out at a
knocked my back
at the comedy store a few times.
2 months. Really?
Yeah, remember that show me and Dave Taylor and Sandy used to do? Like when they canceled it because we got in too much trouble?
Oh, yeah.
One time Tate was our guest, and then I had people...
He put you out?
Well, just like it started to go like this, and then I would tap. But I had people just call out moves, and then he would put me in all different moves.
Put you in... And so you're like, oh, I'll stop, and just keep
tapping. So you, like, yeah, so he tapped me like six different times.
O'Neal and I got drunk, Ryan O'Neal, at the condo once, and we were like UFC... like jiu-jitsu fighting, because he was like, I can beat you in jiu-jitsu. So we're like, all right, let's do it.
Let me get my cigarette first. Dude.
Yeah.
let me get some Molly in me.
I put him in a triangle because that's what I was training. And he wasn't training jiu-jitsu. He just looked at moves. He's good stand-up. But like, I put him in a triangle with corduroys on. His face was all scraped up.
Did he go out?
Yeah, he just tapped.
Oh.
And then I had him in a rear naked, and I was about to choke, and I felt this tremendous pain right on the inside of my elbow. What's this called? The inside of your elbow.
I think that's the medical term for it.
I think it's
inside of your elbow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's
inside of your elbow.
According to Roger's.
And all of a sudden, I felt this pain. I was like, "What the fuck?" I let go. And there's just a fucking mouth mark.
He bit you.
Who did? Like a full bite. Ryan O'Neal.
That's
chopped down as hard
you're
as
like,
it could.
You're like, oh, I think I pulled him. No, I just got bit by a man.
Oh, this is not.
I'm noticing a pattern here. You like dudes' mouths on you.
Wow, that's
so hilarious. So you didn't make out the day before to like practice, but and then you just winged the kiss.
He was like, we should kiss. I was like,
did
he's
you guys
like, you
kiss?
Don't think we should? I'm like, I do think we should, but hold on. Let me think if I can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, before I was doing that, this is not happening. The intro we did, I think, first year or second year.
Uh-huh.
So I'd, like, be running in. We did this cool, like, Jeff Thomas did this cool shot where, like, freeze frames on everybody.
Dude,
and, like,
that intro
around
to your show is fucking awesome,
yeah,
dude.
You see this here.
It's so
that
awesome.
That guy, Tom's like, he's such a fucking madman. So we have eight episodes. He's like, uh-huh, I'm doing eight different intros.
Wow.
Eight different crazy high-tech intros. Anyway.
You got your little three-piece suit on.
Uh-huh.
It was fucking tight, dude.
So this is when I had my show clothes on, and it was like, I was like running in, and the bouncer was trying to stop me. Everything's like freeze-framed.
Uh-huh.
And then he pans around the room, and he goes, now you got to fucking haul ass. Take your shirt off, get down to your underwear, and go onto the stage. So as I come around, you're already on the stage doing something like it's like you're shot to a different scene. And then at some point, I did it 3 or 4 times. And Segura's there. He goes, you're going to be naked for this one, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
Of course. Yeah, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, why didn't that dawn on me?
So when Duncan was like, we got a kiss once, right? I was like, oh,
Yeah. I mean, it really is a no-brainer. There was a huge part of me that was like, God damn, I totally would have done that too.
Yeah.
I totally would have done it.
Never now, I wouldn't say have no to a good idea.
I wouldn't have loved it as much as you appeared to love it.
Wouldn't have gotten quite as erect, but still.
I would have done it just like as a goof.
Yeah.
Right.
But so you wipe the kiss off and kind of like, ugh. He's just still staring at you.
Wanting more.
Is that what it was?
I think he wanted
more.
Wow,
that's hilarious.
And then his girlfriend started writing and was like, stay away from my man. I was like, I have all the things you will never have, fucking bitch.
A
about
penis.
To come sides with me.
Yeah.
All surface.
You got, she's got that little clip, but you got that big clip
that
with
big
the
old
balls
clit.
Underneath it.
Hilarious. I went to a Clippers game recently, and you know how they do the kiss cam thing, and they will put it on like
is
a
that the seventh game. Place Clippers?
No.
Yeah.
Bingo! Bingo!
Kiss cam.
So they like held a couple and they didn't kiss and everyone, you know, the
boo,
longer the day.
Boo.
And finally they did kiss and the guy went to the camera. He's like, first kiss. And
really?
Everyone just went, they went
nuts.
Yeah.
Did you see
I like their first date?
Chicago Bulls thing?
I think it was the Bulls.
Yeah.
They have it on somebody and they're not doing it and the crowd goes more crazy. Like, kiss.
Yeah,
and the guy reached into his pocket. That one?
Oh, no. Pulls out the note. This is my sister.
This is my sister with an arrow.
Yeah.
She's just like, yes.
And then kisses her. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's great.
No,
and then they just totally
stop.
Make out.
Yeah.
He's such rubbing her clam. Exactly. Finger blasting her. So, no, there was one I saw yesterday, a new one that was at a Bulls game.
Yeah.
And they're on the kiss cam, and the girl's here, and the guy's doing exactly what we were talking about earlier. He's like fucking around on his phone.
Not
and
pink.
She's like, gonna like, hey, we're on the kiss cam. And he does this to her. Just quit fucking with me. Like, pushes her.
Oh.
And he does this. And the crowd's booing. And they're like in this giant heart.
Oh,
on the
heart. The heart.
The bull, Benny the Bull, the mascot, comes down because he's like behind them.
Oof.
And like smacks the guy. And then like picks her up like it's fucking like officer and a gentleman.
Yeah.
And like takes her up the stairs and like makes out with her in the mascot suit.
Nice.
It was super badass. He smacked the fuck out of the guy's head. Like, you're a dick.
Do you guys know what? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, just a quick note. We got to be able to find a way to play video on this eventually, right? Okay, because we're going to have a lot of that of like, let's
yeah,
go to the
right
video.
There. We could have had the video. Yeah.
Let's go to the footage. Do you guys know Mike Bridenstine?
Yeah. Right.
Very well. He has that story where they had the limbo line at the Bulls game, and it's like a white kind of like, hey, you're supposed to like limbo under. And he's like, here's how the scumbags are in Chicago. Like, the guy was on the thing. It was the white line. He puts his finger on his nose and starts snorting the limbo line. Like, yeah!
Cut off him. Cut off. Cut away.
Yeah,
cut
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
Camera,
cut
go
away.
To camera three. Camera three.
I got on that camera once at the Dodgers game. Who was I with? When it's easy? Who was I with? I don't know, but I was like.
On the kiss cam?
No, but on the dance cam.
Did it take me out to the ball game?
It was a dance cam. I could see where all the cameras were. I could see one camera was on our section. And they were like, dance cam. And I was like, oh, hey, guys, I'm about to get on the camera.
Right.
And they're like, no way. And I was just start dancing. And the guy was right on me. And he just had to move a little bit. Like, I was going. And then all of a sudden, boom, on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Such a
I
good
had been on there one time before. It was the first and only time. Have you guys ever been to or heard of the Dugout Club at Dodger Stadium?
Oh, that's
yes.
Where you fucking
it's basically kind of where Mary Hart sits. And,
oh, really?
and you fuck a guy's ass. Okay. That's what I said, right?
Yeah.
My
when
friend,
you go underneath and stuff and get the free food?
Yeah. That's where, like, you know, Steven.
I want to get those tickets.
It was a one-time thing. My friend, I had a friend who worked for Turner in Atlanta.
You went to it?
I did, yeah. Wow. And it was a hookup because he, like, you know, the thing that you just kind of like fall ass into. But he was a Braves fan, and it was like a game or two after the Giants fan got beaten in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Stabbed. That happens every time, by the way, now.
It's true. So he was wearing an Atlanta Braves thing. They're doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I have a Dodgers cap on, and we're like arm in arm just, you know, so they –
baseball, yeah, that's
yeah,
cool.
Right. Like, look, hey, look, they support different teams, but
camaraderie.
They're still. Look,
yeah.
It's a lesson for
you. Right when you're
in
there, then you just shank it.
I shank the shit out of
him. No, you should pull up the head of someone wearing a Giants cap. Both you pick that up. We can all agree, fuck the Giants.
It's root for the home team, bitches. Yeah.
And you start fucking his skull, his severed head.
Oh, yeah.
Mouth open, you keep closing his jaw.
You put him in a triangle in corduroys.
So now, and then, you know, we'll get off the kiss thing here in a little bit. A couple more quick questions.
It's just so funny, man.
Do you, And now have you, now that you and Duncan have made out and stuff, now do you have a list of your buddies that you'd love to fucking make out with?
I already had that list. And Duncan was only third. It's like when a guy gets a title fight, it's like you're only ranked third, but there's other injuries and stuff. You know, you got to move it up.
Well, sure, who's it? Well, let's hear your top 20.
Joey Diaz, number one.
Why is Diaz the number one guy you would want to make out with?
Dude, I'm not about surface stuff, man. I'm about soul.
We're not talking about a date. We're talking about just a straight-up make-out. I know, and then, like, then he penetrates you.
A couple guys from my high school who I grew up with.
So yeah, you've been sitting on these for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, my rabbi from Israel, mm-hmm. Just on heretical level.
Sure. Well, you did the birthright trip.
No, not so birthright. I lived there for 2 years.
Oh, did you?
After high school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was a super religio.
Cool.
So you'd
want cool.
You'd
religio.
Want to tell me anything but
cool. Never heard the word religio. Please tell me you use that all the time.
I think it might have been the first time.
Great. Pretty good.
Keep
I
it.
Admit.
Lock it in the vault.
It was all religio.
So, and then who?
And then, okay, Knutson, you're like on there. I didn't know if you knew
thanks,
that.
Buddy. It's yeah. All wow. Good. It's all yeah. Good. I'm
so
happy.
So you must have been stoked when you heard he was
going
to be
in that
today.
Orange jersey for the Open Michael Jordan. And
I'm just
like,
happy to be a part of the conversation. Yeah. You know.
I want Barack Obama.
Sure.
Ooh, just for the story?
I mean, I
oh,
just...
you like them lips?
Yeah, I like them purple lips.
Uh-huh.
That was one of Norton's old jokes. He was like, well, my lips are dark because, you know, I was a smoker. It's like, what were you smoking? Pixie sticks? Yeah, were you right. Blowing the fucking Hamburglar? Grimace, that's what he said.
Grimace. Yes, really. That's one of those ones, like, when you know the character, it makes the joke even funnier.
Yeah.
Because you had to do a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I'm enjoying this more because I'm smart.
Oh, yeah, Grimace is all purple. Yeah. That's right. All right, well, what should we talk about now?
How about a little something called Your Fucking Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah! First win in the playoffs since 2009. Man, it feels good. What a comeback win for Romo. First of all, that offensive line needs some work because Detroit was all over Romo.
Offensive line's great. That's the best
11 dropbacks, 8 hits.
Arguably the best defensive line in football.
Okay, well, then that makes more sense.
Yeah. But they have the number one defense in football. Number one run defense in football.
Could not get going. Could not get going because of that. He couldn't find a second to, like, lay back in the pocket.
That was, like, top three offensive lines against...
Stopping DeMarco, stopping Romo, stopping Dez.
Yeah.
Ndamukong Suh, Nebraska.
And people are like, oh, he should have been suspended. I'm like, guys, don't root for fucking shitty things.
Right.
I was happy when he was suspended. But when he wasn't, it was like, that's bullshit. It was like, who cares? He shouldn't play. He's on the team.
And
we got
also,
lucky that he wasn't. And people were saying for that last penalty, people were like, well, Dez Bryant should have got a penalty for running onto the field with his helmet off. Like,
true.
First of all, not true. The penalty is taking your helmet off when you're on the field. You can run out of the field with your helmet on, with your helmet off, and then you have to put it on once you're on. That's a ref's decision play. That's up to the ref's discretion.
Personally,
running
I think,
onto the field without your helmet on is up to the ref's discretion. It's not a definite penalty. But that's the one we're like, oh, we should get that. It's like when we play our basketball league. And people are like, he cursed. We should get a penalty. We should get a testicle. Yeah. It's like, guys.
Does anybody curse do
all
that?
The time. All the time.
All the time.
Well, like, you know who does it? When I get a fucking technical foul called at me for cursing.
Right.
And then somebody else is yelling, motherfucker, motherfucker. I'm like, call it both ways.
Yeah. Right. But you end up rooting for someone to call a technical. It's like, that's not part of the game. Nobody wants that. So you're just saying, I want free 2 points in possession because of something no one really cares about and didn't affect the game at all.
Correct.
So don't ask for him to get a fucking penalty or Ndamukong Suh to get pushed out because of a game that wasn't this game.
If anything, suspend Ndamukong Suh for being in that splash zone. Remember that show, ABC, where they like have celebrities be competitive divers?
Oh, he was in that.
Ndamukong Suh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Nicole
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson. What was the name of that show?
Splash something.
Splash.
Yeah, it was like be a diver.
Boom Goes the Dynamite. God. It was terrible.
Guys, think. What other shitty reality shows can we do? There's just got to be an activity. Right. Anyway,
I'd like to see Kareem go off the 3-meter board.
I will say this about the penalty too. If you look in
slow
motion,
the pass interference.
If you look at it, one they're like his back was to the ball.
Oh, the flag they picked up.
Yeah, but the back to the ball only matters if there's contact made and his back was to the ball. If he's just running down the field and the ball hits him in the back, that's not a penalty.
Nope.
So then you have to decide if the contact he had actually disrupted him from making that play.
Correct.
If I touch your finger or touch your arm on the when my back is to the ball, that's still not pass interference.
You're not trying to kiss me, are you?
No, I'm not.
Keep going.
So I will say this. If you look at slow motion, the fucking offensive receiver grabs Hitchens' face mask and pulls it down and towards him.
Yep.
So, like, if you really want to do a replay on that, which they should have on pass interference calls, if you want to do a replay, you'll be like, the offensive player initiated the contact.
Well, you know, the thing about that call is there's that much
all the time, on every play.
The problem that non-Cowboy fans have is usually there's a flag, and then when there it couldn't, like, they'll pick the flag up. Like, actually, no penalty on this thing. They will have a discussion, then they will make the call.
Yeah.
They throw the
flag. There was no penalty on the play.
They make the call.
They move the ball.
Then they move the ball.
They move the ball to the new spot.
Then they have the discussion. Then they pick it up.
It's the same thing.
I've never known that to happen.
Me neither. But in like basketball, when somebody calls a really late, like you go, the other team gets a rebound, takes two dribbles, and they go foul on the shot.
Yeah, right.
We already kept going.
Yeah,
there was no one's upset that the foul was called. It's just when it was called.
Right.
And I think that happened here, too.
And they don't stop and take things back, like you said, in any other sport. There's like, if you see an NBA player complaining to a ref, they're like, I didn't foul him. Oh, you didn't? Okay, I rescind that.
But they do it a lot in football.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
They do that a lot in football.
He meant to throw
the
beanbag.
They realize, like, oh, you know what? I looked at the yardage marker. That was under 5 yards. He was allowed to contact you there. No foul.
Yep, exactly.
They do that a lot.
Yep. Uh-huh. They'll do that a lot. Or one very common one is it'll be pass interference, but the ball's deflected at the line.
Yeah.
So now it's a live ball because it was touched, right. And now you can hit anybody
right.
you
they
want.
Call pass interference. Somebody else is like, no, I saw a deflection.
Yep. It's,
right. So the guy who called the original call, the guy was behind the receiver.
Correct.
So if it's like defensive player here, receiver here, he was being blocked. And he saw some contact.
And watch the game, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other refs was like, no, I had a way better angle on that.
Yeah.
It's just not.
The thing that's frustrating when you watch any game that's decided by the refs instead of the players, you're like, come on.
Here's what fans always do. Like, that was a terrible call that ruined the game. It's like, okay, what about the fucking phantom pass interference on Williams?
Right.
Where he got shoved down and they called a pass interference on him. Offensive pass interference. Now, he redeemed himself by catching a touchdown the next play.
Right.
But, like, that's a huge play and it brought up third and long.
Sure.
That could have been a fucking game changer. The now, fucking running through the kicker, it's like, okay, fine, but call it both ways because the fucking Detroit guy ran through the Cowboys kicker.
Right.
Call that too.
This probably
give us a cheap first down.
The right. Could I get a kick?
That was good.
Was that 63 minutes?
So sorry,
I agree, though. I agree.
Where Detroit fucked up, in my opinion.
Not going for it.
You got to go for it.
Win or go home.
Yeah, go for it.
You're in a position where you almost go for it every time, no matter what the position is.
Reward your fans by going for it.
Unless you're up 9. You just go for it.
Go for it.
Unless you're up 2 scores.
Yeah, 9 with like a minute left. But even if you're up 9 in the first half, you almost go for it at the 40.
Yeah.
Especially like, when your punter is doing like 28-yard punts.
Yeah, it's like at best you gain 30 yards.
Right
at best you gain 30 yards.
Yeah.
At worst, you gain 20 yards.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know,
you punt into the end zone.
Punt it to 40. Yeah, it's a 20-yard negligible difference.
And with 1 yard to gain, if it's 10, 11 yards to gain, sure, then it's like, you know, we probably won't get it, so we'll only get 7 yards, and then we'll...
Yeah,
you know.
If you're at the 50 and it's 4th and 15, fuck it. Let's punt.
But at the 40, with 1 yard to gain, just bust it up the middle.
Or try to get a hard snap.
And that's almost the reason they did throw it long the first time, because you're going to bust it up the middle on
try to get
down.
Him to jump off sides, worst case scenario.
Which didn't work for both teams that way.
And then take a 5-yard penalty and then punt.
Yeah.
I went to the Holiday Bowl over the Christmas break.
Who played in that?
It was the Nebraska Cornhuskers versus the USC Trojans.
In one of the games that just doesn't matter.
Why are they still
doing bowl games?
It was the Just Doesn't Matter Bowl. The final score, 45-42. I think there was like 3 punts, and it was one of the most exciting games I've ever
played. Tons of offense.
Great game. I watched a lot of that.
Yeah. Just go for it.
Now,
it's your last game of the season.
What got you to that game?
My dad grew up in Nebraska, born and raised in Nebraska, and they played in San Diego. Oh, yeah, big time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, big time. Have you ever been to Lincoln, like, on game day? It's just a sea of – it's this. Everyone's dressed like this.
I will tell you, college football is an amazing sport to watch, to be there.
Especially when you're in a place where that's, like, all there is.
That's the thing. And it was like he grew up in the Tom Osborne era of the
like
Huskers.
Like Alabama. That's the only thing in the entire state.
I went to a Texas-Oklahoma State game this year in Texas.
Yeah. Texas, and it was Oklahoma like, State. Oh, those are rivals.
Yeah, and they were like 6-2 at the time, so it was like a fucking disappointing season.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was last year, I think.
But it was Texas? Like, it was at Texas.
And I was like, man, this, the tailgating is like miles long.
Insane.
Yeah.
It's just,
and that's good.
Fun.
That's
those
like
environments
good
are great.
Right there.
Yeah.
They have these rivalries.
Mm-hmm. But it was at Qualcomm, so you take we're staying at a hotel in
take the shuttle?
Yeah, you just take the shuttle in. People are just like throwing footballs around the parking lot, making ribs and drinking tall beers.
The weather's nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I liked for a couple of years, me and Reap and a couple other people, we'd switch off. We would go to like one of the first Chargers home games of the year and tailgate because it's like 80 degrees.
Yeah, you did used to do that a lot.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And and San Diego Chargers fans are the nicest fans. Even when they lose, like, good game, you got us. Maybe we'll get you next time. There's
go
no
Bolts.
Like stabbings.
Go
yeah.
As long as it's not the Raiders.
Right.
Yeah. So when they were talking about moving a team to LA, and I've got breaking news. When they were talking about moving a team to LA and they were talking about maybe the Chargers, maybe the Raiders, maybe the Bills, I was like, I would love the Bills. I would hate the Raiders because Raiders fans are garbage people.
Ugh, the worst.
And San Diego I'd feel bad about because like they're so pleasant and nice. They should have a team.
I think it should be the Vikings or the Browns.
Here's who it's going to be.
It's going to be the Rams.
Is this breaking? Is this an exclusive?
St. Louis Rams.
Yeah. They're back?
St. Louis Rams owner bought 60 acres of property.
He's already owned it.
Yeah, they're building now, and they're saying we're going to move in like 2 years.
In 2000, not next 17? Year, but the year after. And then the stadium is going to be done in 2018.
So where are they going to play until then? The
Coliseum.
So the Rams are coming back to L.A. We're going to get a football team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. And
not,
the Rams
not next year, but the following
have
year.
Have history
Rams
here.
Sure.
Eric, I remember watching Eric Dickerson run against the Redskins on the L.A. Rams.
Sure. Chris Miller, ex-Falcon.
And I remember fucking, who was the Redskins?
E.D.
Super fast
John
defensive
Riggins.
Guy. No, defensive.
Daryl Green.
Daryl Green. Fucking Dickerson ran through the middle and just, you know, when they like get through the line, but it's like 8 men up to the line. It's you're through, you're done.
That's
it.
Second
touchdown.
Level.
Yeah. And so he's running free and then you just see from behind him, Green just pull into the frame and just like a car and just catch up and bring him down like a 10 and like, God damn it, he's fast. Yeah.
Supposedly at 38, he still ran a 4.3.
Wow.
At 38 years old.
Is he in the Hall of Fame, Dale Green?
If he's not, he should be, or he will be. He's absolutely a Hall of Famer. If he's not in the Hall of Fame, he's absolutely a Hall of
Famer.
When
will he be? I mean, I remember watching that outside of Bar Mitzvah. We were at Eitan Tidemand's Bar
Mitzvah. Dude,
there's
a ton of – I mean, getting into the Hall of Fame thing is so difficult because they only let so many people in. Tim Brown's not in the Hall of Fame yet, and he's been on the ballot like for the last
– never won Super Bowl.
4 or 5 times.
Good kick returner.
His numbers are fantastic.
Really? He had longevity.
And wasn't he on
the – he's like Iverson.
Was he not on the Raiders Super Bowl with
he probably was. I remember him. I remember him playing against the Seahawks one game when they were in the same conference. And Seahawks scored with 1 second on the clock.
Mm. Is that Largent era?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Steve Largent era. Sure hands, couldn't get open for anything. But if you can touch his hands, it's a catch. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you ever have a chance to go to a Seahawks game in Seattle, it's the bomb. I mean,
you went this year.
They have
it's the loudest stadium.
It's the loudest stadium. There's an area called First Street, which is lined with bars and restaurants, and it's right at the apron of the stadium. So, have you guys ever been to Seattle?
Yeah,
You know that like underground tour that they have. The wife and I came out
of Pike Street or whatever.
Yeah, it was like right off First Street. Yeah. We came out from the underground tour. There was a big procession going down First Street, going right into the stadium, and I was like, I'll catch you back at the hotel. And I just went. I scalped a ticket out front.
Did you really?
Yeah. I sat in like the handicap section.
She wasn't like, well, take me with you.
No, she doesn't want to go to
that. That's great. Instead of infringing on your good time when she has nothing to do with it, which a lot of girls are like, well, I want to be a part of this thing. I don't care about it at all, too. And then they'll be like, let's leave. It's a third quarter. Let's leave.
Yeah. That's why 11 years.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. 11 years I've been married. And plus, too, if you're with someone who doesn't get it, you got to break up. That's how it works. Yeah, I'm going to go to do comedy. I'll be back at 2 a.m. When are you coming back? I'll be back.
Do that every night. Yeah.
Yeah, every night. That's my job.
Yeah, right. And my dream. And my dream.
And my job.
That's what I love doing.
You know, why would you not want me to have or work at my dream job if you profess to love me?
Right.
Right?
It's because they just not – most women aren't smart enough to like rethink it. To be like, I do want you to pursue your dreams, but I also want you around a lot. And then you realize, I can't have both those things at the same time. So as a grown adult, I have to realize, yeah, sure, do your thing, and I'll miss you a little, but that's okay. A lot of women can't figure that out.
Yeah, we have the thing where if it's a shit show and the thing that I want to go to or she wants me to go to is important enough, hey, it's a family birthday dinner. We're going to go to that thing. I'm not going to, go do a shit show for free.
Wait for friends and family at the store.
If it's an awful show. My compromise is I will leave right after I'm done and go back and hang out with you.
Yeah.
Because generally, the hanging out and the talking with, especially in the first 5-6 years of comedy, is really almost as important as going up.
I can actually, like, yeah, probably
comics,
more.
Hanging out, getting to know each other, network. I guess it's called networking. But yeah. Like,
yeah. I call it power glad handing.
Yeah, but it's like that's part of it. Mm-hmm. And so I need to be doing that too. But anniversary, I'll leave. I'll leave as soon as it's over.
Yeah. I saw that.
Come with me, and we'll both. Leave
what do you mean you want me to go to your mother's funeral with you? I got to do an open mic, baby.
She'll die again.
Go to your father's funeral.
Yeah. I saw that thing that you did for Comedians at the Store where you're like, hey, here's the deal. I thought it was fucking awesome. And
you
very gracious.
To that 3.5 hours of it?
I didn't listen to the whole. I don't know the whole thing.
You were too far along.
But also, too, we're connected. And if you can, like, hey, maybe what I can tell you will save you 3 years and hundreds or thousands of dollars.
Right.
Just do this thing. Not that it's the perfect thing, but here's what worked for me.
I'm glad I did it because plus I had questions and it came up with things. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, let's go over taxes, you guys. You can write off a lot of stuff for taxes. Yeah. This will help your finances
save
for
your
the
movie
rest of your
I thought it was a really gracious move.
Thanks.
Yeah.
If you go to a lot of movies, save your ticket stubs. Save all that.
Tax deductible.
You're right. Yeah, all absolutely. That shit.
I'm Coffee, researching.
Starbucks receipts.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
All
and I'm like,
shit.
It's not cheating the system. It's just allowed.
It's a system.
Yeah. It's their rules. So I'm just playing by it. You just don't know that's a rule.
Especially the first few years of comedy, you're barely getting by and not failing out financially.
Right.
So then it's like any extra fucking financial understanding you can make is like huge. Yeah,
they call it a write-off, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. That is a write-off.
You're supposed to do this. It's your business expense.
Right.
So let's go over this.
Yeah.
Game's coming up this weekend.
I'm really worried. I was worried about the Detroit game, but I was like 50-50. And 50-50 is about the right call.
And you know what sucks?
Could have gone either way.
For Dallas, just two more wins, and you wouldn't have to go through the ringer that you have to go through, which is by beating Detroit, which you should have and you did, now you got to go to Green Bay and play in the cold. And if you win that, you got to go to Seattle
and
play
up there. I'd rather go to Seattle. I'd way rather go to Seattle. We beat Seattle in Seattle this year.
One
of only two losses
early,
they had at home
in
the last
2 years. It was nice out. It wasn't raining. They've only lost two games
at home over the last 2 years, and that's one of them.
And also, Green Bay undefeated at home. Dallas undefeated on the road.
Undefeated on the road should be interesting. Should be interesting. Now, I was worried about the Detroit game. I was like, coin flip. I hope we can take it. I think we would. I was like 55-45.
Both 8-0.
This one, I'm like 80-20.
Nail biter, for sure.
Both 8-0.
And this other game, we were 4-4 at home. Detroit was 4-4 on the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. You got Dallas. I feel like a lot of the stars are lining up for Dallas.
Getting into it.
They said 5 teams have gone undefeated on the road.
There's a lot of the Super Bowl.
People are starting to talk about them. Maybe they have a chance. And you look at the record and you're like, oh, they're tied for the best record in football.
Now, I hate most Cowboy fans. Like, I hate most Patriot fans. You know, there's a lot of fans that are just annoying. Boston Red Sox fans
Ravens.
Are annoying.
Ravens.
Laker
Ravens.
Fans. Texas Raven fans.
Oh, right. New York Rangers fans.
Oh. Yankee fans.
And then there's some teams that you wonder, like, you have fans?
Yeah.
How is that done?
You're a Bucks fan?
Yeah.
How? Why?
Exactly.
Perfect example immediately. Yeah. Really well done. Yeah.
That's a great one.
A Bucks till I die. Really?
Yeah. And they have won a Super Bowl, but, like, people don't even remember it.
Right.
It's like when you heard Kinnison was not fucked up when he died drunk driving. Like, he wasn't the cause of it. Like,
really?
Oh, wait, really?
Really? Yeah. Okay. Like, that's, I mean, of all the times and all
Bucks
the years.
Won a Super Bowl? Yeah, Gruden.
Yeah, and all the fucking.
Chucky.
I have a couple good friends, you being one of them, even though we've never made out.
Yeah.
So you keep on your side over there, bro. But that I'm like, man, you know what? I'd like to see Ari get a fucking Super Bowl. Mm. You know what I mean? I'd like to see his team win. I'd be happy for him.
And people still, like, Sam still calls the Evil Empire. I'm like, dude,
I think I made it clear to you.
I'm like, dude, that was 1991.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's 24 years ago.
It's just like, it's just been futility for the last 10, 12 years.
I just want to point out why I hate the Cowboys.
Why?
And it is because I am a Minnesota Vikings fan. And
oh, yeah. Thank you for the dynasty. I appreciate all four chances they had.
You're right.
It was the Fran Tarkenton 70s Vikings.
Yep.
Oh, really?
They just ate a dick every chance they
had. Oh, that's not what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're talking about the Herschel Walker trade.
Herschel Walker trade.
Oh, I don't know.
Which built their dynasty.
I don't get into that.
People call us the evil empire, but I'm like, it boils down to one trade.
Right.
We had a great team because of that one trade. Oh, you know what? You're right.
And then in the later years, when Jerry Jones was like, hey, Deion Sanders, here's a couple million.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
We hired
the
draft.
When the fucking analyst, what's the guy's name? The old coach, Jimmy Johnson, he rebuilt through the draft. Got a lot of young players, traded for draft picks, and rebuilt through the draft.
Jimmy Johnson looked at my dick once.
Is that true?
Yeah. We were in a gangbang. Actually, it was just me and him. He was calling it a gangbang.
I jizzed on a towel and he what wiped his doing? Hair with it. That's why it stays so crisp.
Yeah. Now, when we were the first 2 years of the Red Zone, we were on the Fox lot while they were building DirecTV Studios.
Yeah.
So we were right next to NFL Sunday people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were in one studio, we were in the other. So I was in the bathroom pissing, and Jimmy Johnson comes in to piss. And he's standing next to me, and he had been gone the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I go, "Welcome back, coach." And he's like, "Oh, thanks." It gave me that little, like, look at the guy pissing next to you in the urinal.
Wow.
And I was like, Jimmy Johnson just looked at my wang.
My dick.
Hey, thanks. Nice dick. Wait a minute.
I was like, thanks, Jimmy Johnson.
Thanks, Jimmy Johnson. That's another thing. I hate the Miami Hurricanes. I just hate
them.
Yeah. And that was Jimmy Johnson. That got him the Cowboys gig.
Sure and when did. I see those old clips of Michael Irvin, I hate him.
Yeah.
On the Miami.
Always hated Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
Always hated Michael Irvin.
Me too. Did you see that 30 for 30, the Canes?
Sure did.
And they're
there's
like,
two of them.
I was just like,
The U?
Yep.
Two of them now. Diaz just saw that new one. He said it was amazing.
It's great.
I mean, he said Dolphins players were asking the Hurricanes players for tickets.
Yeah.
Like, you can get us in? Is there you can get it? It's like nightclubs.
They were saying that at the nightclubs, the Hurricane players could get in,
and then
the Dolphins players weren't even getting recognized at the the guy at the ropes, at the, you know, the door guy.
Sure.
He's like, yeah, all you guys, you're the backup punter, right? You know?
You can get on in here.
And then, like, a fucking, like, you know, 300-pound offensive tackle for the Dolphins would have to say he was on the Hurricanes to get in.
Yeah. I'm not a giant fan of swagger. I like people who, like, talk with their game, but anyone who's just like, we're the best, it's just like, just go play.
Can we have people calling in right now? Even though it shows his number here? It doesn't go to anything?
They said no, but we're going to go to line four. Line four, you are live.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get that fixed.
We got to get that fixed. We can get Rogan in here, but we got to get that fixed first.
GSP was stoked to call in and talk to Rogan.
he said, over this weekend, he goes, I want to come into Punch Drunk.
Fuck yeah, man.
Did he really?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
We get Rogan on his own.
Not like, we're going to have you in there. He goes, I want to come in. I think it's because he's done with his special now, and he's like, I've got plenty of time now. I don't have to work towards anything.
Oh, I thought you said GSP wanted to.
Oh, no.
I would like to come in to play Punch Drunk. That's not a play. It's, you know, play. It's.
I was talking to GSP last night at the Comedy Store, and he had mentioned he would be very excited to call in and talk about Aliens.
Versus Predator.
Because that's where all that started.
Mm.
Was him on Rogan's podcast talking about that.
Yeah. There's time missing. I took a nap and then I wake up later
in the time.
All I remember is seeing Dan Aykroyd. You know, he's a big
So he'll be stoked to do that.
Yeah.
So we'll get Rogan in here.
Cowboys second round of playoffs. Now here, I just want to point this out.
So let's go point whatever you're pointing out, and then we'll see who we think is going to get.
All the people who on Twitter who said, wait till December, bro, when they were 6-1, best record in football, and people were like, wait till December, bro, just wait till December.
And plus,
haven't got my apologies yet. All the people said, they're one and out in the playoffs, bro. Haven't gotten my apology yet. If you guys aren't fucking pussies, anyone who wrote those tweets should just write in a tweet saying, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But you're all fucking pussies.
I do want to point out that was a phenomenal impression of most people.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, the pitch, the words, it had it all. Yeah, it really did. Yeah, the timber.
Is that all people?
Hey, bro.
How much of you watching that game and it's 20-7, how much of your head was like, everybody on Twitter was right. Here we go. It's the Cowboys being the Cowboys.
When they missed the field goal, when Dan Bailey, who arguably is their best player,
I doubt that, but.
First of all, I said that to Taylor when I was over at his house, and they put up a stat. Best field goal percentage in NFL history, or something like that, or NFL this year.
Okay.
I was like, oh, well, there you go. He's great.
That's a jinx and a half. Whenever they do that, this guy hasn't missed in 71 straight field goals.
He's lights out for 50 yards. He's great everywhere.
That's a broadcaster's curse.
53 and beyond, then he starts getting like maybe he'll hit the bottom crossbar.
I mean, 70 and beyond. He like doesn't
matter. Dan Bailey's been great. They have four players. Dan Bailey, Dez Bryant, Romo, and
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray. Yeah. So when he missed that field goal, and it's like, oh, what? Off a fucking interception at the 19. Back up 4 yards in three plays, then miss. It's like, that was our chance to get back in this.
Yep.
That's when I was like, Cowboys being the Cowboys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they stayed strong. Their defense stepped up. Their offensive line started holding.
Now, what is this news of the referee coming off the Cowboys bus?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Not that game. I think he was on the bus like months before. Like they invited.
Oh, is that what it was? Because yeah. TMZ released that video the next day.
Yeah, but he was on months. Here's,
so that wasn't after that game, him getting off the bus.
Anytime you put a stat out or like, oh, well, this guy did. You have to put it in context. You can't just say, oh, Knutson sleeps till 12, so he can't get ahead. It's like, no. Look at every other comic, too. Every other comic also sleeps till 12 or 1 or 2. So you can't just say, you know, out of context, stats and like things, they don't mean anything.
Right.
You know, oh, Ari didn't cut his hair for 8 months. Well, who does? I don't know. Well, that's a bad example. But, like, you got to put things in context. So all these refs go on all the team buses. Sure. They're friends with the guys because they're hanging out with them all the time.
Right.
Uh-huh. They don't hate each other.
They're one of those things they can't – everything is broadcast. Everything, especially in this climate, you can't say, like, I'll take care of you. We'll help you shave some points. It's just like – no, there's going to be cameras. Yeah. It's like 50 cameras at 50
Here's
angles.
A better example. Barack Obama said, I'll veto anything that comes – something like that. He goes, I'll veto.
I'll close Guantanamo.
Yeah. No, well, not that. But, yeah, that's a fucking – what happened to that? Oh, they're Republicans. You're the same company.
Yeah.
When he said – like he said something like executive right to say, no, we're not – we're just going to make this law or we're going to deny this law. People are like, it's bullshit. You can't go beyond Congress. But then you look back, people go, that's something that every president does multiple times.
All the time.
Sure. And then you're like,
executive orders.
Executive. Then you're like, well, that's not as insightful a thing.
Right.
When you put it in context.
Right.
Refs hang out with the players before and after. They're friendly with them. They see them all the time. It's not an antagonistic relationship. You see NBA refs, too, pat somebody in the back or help them up or fucking say something. Like, they're actually talking to them.
Uh-huh.
Who is that guy, Steve somebody, who's in jail now for shaving points?
Oh, yeah.
What was the guy's name? Anyone?
I know what you're talking about.
That's why Burr won't watch basketball anymore. He says it's fixed. He goes, it wasn't the only guy. There was multiple guys. They haven't stopped any of them. I don't believe the outcome of the game is not fixed.
Right.
So he doesn't watch NBA basketball.
I believe that. But that's my favorite sport of all of them.
NBA basketball?
Yeah, easily. Pretty easily.
Easily?
Mine is this year. Now the this Lakers year. Fucking suck.
Oh, yeah.
Second NBA. Bingo! Second. Actually, I'm probably UFC second.
UFC. I would go football, UFC, college basketball.
I go football, then I go UFC, then I go
hockey
NBA.
Ahead of NBA. I go hockey now, recently, hockey.
I've been liking hockey a lot lately.
It's great.
I went to a game with Tiana and a couple people.
Did you go to the outside game?
No.
Oh, you didn't go
she just got hooked up with some like really sweet tickets, though. We were like right down by the fucking right there. Ugh.
Something about the hookup just makes the anything hookup. You're doing better.
The hookup happens so much, especially in the poor years of comedy, that even when you can afford a $40 ticket, you're like, who can get us tickets?
Oh. Yeah.
You don't even consider buying a ticket to something.
To anything.
Yeah. Once you join anything. The lanyard, you
other
know,
than
the,
movies.
I'm with these guys. Is this,
we had this like under like we're like right by the locker room, like so we would go down and go all the way around.
Oh yeah.
And like there was like this room that you would go in. It had like one of those rooms where people smoke cigars and like a bar and like all kinds of food spread out and candy and potato chips and dip, like all this free food.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Tripoli got us into that USC game.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, God, that was the first time in my life.
He was coked out of his mind that
something
game.
Was up. He still denies it, but there was something.
Oh, come
something
on, bro. Dude, you're sober now. You can say when you weren't sober.
There was something.
Just because you lied about it while you're on coke doesn't mean you still have to lie about it.
That was the first time
in
my life.
That brings up an interesting point to me.
No.
Okay.
God.
Wardrobe.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe.
That was the first time in my life.
Welcome to ATC Studios.
Like as a man.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Where I felt old.
Oh, being in the – we were in the student section.
We were
section.
In the student section the at USC, smell? But this is like a few years ago.
The vent's right. Not working.
That's right.
This is a few years ago. So, you know, we're all like, you know, late 30s at the time.
Right.
And so we're sitting in the student section and we're stoked. We're like, dude, there's going to be so much hot pussy. USC student section.
Oh, my God. There was.
We get there and there was, but every one of them, I would be like looking at them and I wanted to like – hey, don't drink that, you youngster. You know what I mean? Like calling them whippersnappers.
Remember
and stuff?
The guy who was selling sodas? He was like, sodas. And he goes, I got vodka.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He's
I forgot about
little
that.
Little bottles of vodka.
The guy that's going around selling sodas opened up his jacket and had like all the little bottles of shit.
What do you want? What do you need? What do you want?
Was that hookup?
So for mixes, those girls would all wear, you know, the Umbro shorts, like the sheer ones?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That go like up in the sides, you know, have the little,
with the gold piping.
Yeah, yep. Sometimes that. It's like, they were all wearing that. I just, the entire 3 hours, I was like this whole time.
Yeah. And you like young girls, too.
I love young girls. And like, this is 18 to 22-year-olds.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like by the thousands.
And the thing is, as you age, you don't stop liking that age girl.
The older I get, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, you just become creepy.
Yeah, you're creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the
20, 30, 40, 50.
We were three creepy guys that were in that section.
Right. Oh, my God.
Hey, what's your name? Fuck
so
you.
So much sexual energy just floating in that place. I wanted to tell the guys, like, dude, look, the way she's treating you, I know you don't know this. You can just grab her hand right now and go fuck. You,
yes.
Take her, go fuck. Right. You, take her, go fuck.
And that's what I wish I had was, like, if you had a time machine, I wouldn't go back to the fucking 1920s and experience the Great Gatsby days or go see dinosaurs. I would go back to college and go on the fucking spree of epic proportions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing what you know now and go back to your 22-year-old body and just – it would just be
– I finally got to the point where if somebody – if a friend, if David Taylor, if Amy Hawthorne, if anybody's like, oh, are you hooking up with that girl? I'm like, no. I'm like, oh, she likes you. If my normal response is like, no, you're reading it wrong. But now, knowing what I know now, I go, oh, okay. Even if I can't see it, I'm like, I will take an outsider's word for it, knowing that I can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
And I'll make a move.
Also, too, there's something about someone's attractiveness level that is immediately spiked once you find out they're interested in you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she kind of likes you.
Especially as a man.
She's pretty cute in the face. Yeah. I didn't
pretty
see that before, but.
Yeah.
That's funny.
She's all right. Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that chick wants to fuck you. You're like, really?
Really?
Matt, you cheat a lot, right? So what's your normal?
Well, I'm on Tinder. So, yeah, you don't have, you know, if you can't do quality, do quantity.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's the thing now. I mean, I've been married for so long. There's no one that I would ever possibly meet who was like, you know what? You're worth fucking up my deal.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You would. How long have you been married?
10 years.
Yep. So you're just at the point where you're like, I lose so much by fucking some dog.
You
got to
fuck in China where they don't get Facebook, things like that.
Right.
A non-English speaking person.
Yeah. There's so much power in just beating off. There's so much power in beating off from making a bad decision.
No, there's power in beating off because I fucking vigorously tug at it.
Right.
And power then fuck.
Mariano Rivera closes it out. Take that saucer.
Win number 724.
Since the UFC this weekend, have you jerked off and thought about Duncan? At all.
I was going to ask that, but I didn't want to seem weird.
No, I did jerk off since the UFC.
And he didn't come up in your mind once, not even a little bit.
Trussell!
I've been trying not to beat off as much because of that penile tear.
Mm. Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's still there, but it's healing. It's almost healed off.
But you fucked today.
I did fuck today. Oh, let's look at it. Good point.
Oh.
Here we are again. He's going to check it out.
Yeah, that's not good.
How do you tear something like that? Oh, God.
Oh, God. Like fucking cum.
Oh, God. Why?
I got to go home and shower. Oh,
I guess my biggest complaint so far is
so
not enough Ari smells.
You just pulled a pussy stinking dick out and put it in my face.
Right. You forgot to mention it had a sore on it.
Dude, let me suck. Dude, let me suck that dick.
Oh, great. Now I have a boner. Thanks a lot, Ari.
I got to go shower.
Thanks a lot.
God, now I'm rock hard. So, yeah, we'll wrap up here soon. Real quick. What are your thoughts on the game? I'll name the games. You guys give me your thoughts.
Okay, wait. First, some dates real quick.
Oh, sure.
I've
dates.
I've got to do this.
And then we'll do sponsorship, too. We'll do that at the end.
My next storyteller show in Los Angeles is January 17th, downtown LA. All these tickets are available on arishapiro.com. It's at 11 o'clock at a movie theater. What do they do? Holy fuck.
Downtown Independent.
But it's me, TJ Miller, Joey Diaz, and
Jason Tebow.
No, there was another one. I forget. Good name. But I forget who it is now. Motherfucker. Anyway.
Should be a great show.
And then San Francisco this Wednesday through Saturday. I'm sure I'll see James.
You got Cobbs?
No, Punchline finally.
Oh, I'm sure you'll see James.
Man. Yeah.
Congrats, man. Love the Punchline.
Now that you're kissing dudes, I bet James is rock hard.
So I heard you're kissing dudes now. I just think we should have a San Francisco-based
I won't tell anybody about it if you don't tell anybody about it.
Castro.
But I'll really tell
you. So San Francisco Punchline.
And then my special comes out January 16th at midnight, really the 17th. Well, let's say 11:59. I think it'll be available for purchase, a full version on Monday. But, yeah, January 16th, Comedy Central. 11:59 p.m. Set your DVRs now so you don't forget.
So that's next Friday.
A week from Friday.
Oh, congrats, awesome, buddy. Big that's stuff. So is that thanks. Paid regular by chance?
It's called Paid Regular.
Great name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love it. What do you got cooking?
Inside, outside. I'm going to be here in town for the most part, but put out my most recent album earlier this year. It was named one of the 7 best albums on Splitsider. For 2014.
Great. Wow, that's great.
The DIY label. And MattKnutson.com for...
It's actually called DIY label, or do you just mean you just did it yourself?
I did it myself. Okay. I recorded it at the improv. I had an engineer.
That's the
Melrose Improv?
Cutting somebody in for half your shit just because they set up a mic is out of control.
Almost like the only way to set
customers Melrose Improv, yeah.
10% for doing the dirty work for you.
Yeah.
For calling the sound guy, getting the editor.
I spent $5.
$500 total.
For recording, mastering, the whole thing. And to even cut... anybody in for anything, I got $500. Yep. You know, I mean, not to brag, but it's just like, why would you let anyone taste your thing? So it's called American, Matt Knutson American.
Yeah.
It's on iTunes and MattKnutson.com. Spelled like it sounds.
Love it.
Knutson.
Love it.
How about like you, buddy?
You guys love the case. I'll be at the Comedy Store this week. And then also I wanted to plug for Tripoli, the Naughty Show on January 14th, Comedy Store Main Room.
That's a great
show. We're sure going to sell out.
Oh, Joe Rogan, Ari, Jim Jeffries, Morgan Murphy, porn stars out the wazoo. I'm out of town then.
Oh, you're not doing Sticky Fingers?
No, I know. I love that. I haven't done that in a long time.
When is that? January 20th?
14th.
14th. I'm gonna go to that show.
Should. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Last time I was at the show, I saw Tara Patrick naked in the back room.
The Naughty Show is one of the few shows in L.A. that I can watch when I'm not on. I can just go and hang out and watch the actual show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty fun.
Absolutely. Videos, sketches, fucking the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best after I did that thing with Roddy Piper. Piper beat me.
That was one of my favorite Naughty shows ever.
And Tripoli at the end of it goes, should have closed with that. Because he had one more thing after that.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to follow that, getting body slammed.
It was so wild. Chanting USA. The whole place is going nuts. When he came through that room and the whole place went crazy.
Wait, hold on. We have one more guy who has poignant observations.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Oh. Right. And now everyone, James Painter.
Yeah. Okay, so is that dates?
That's dates out the gates. Dates and then go to
betdsi.com.
And use the code PunchDrunkSports to get you $10 free to gamble with. People have been winning.
I got to go get my $10 free and do a parlay.
Yeah, Tripoli tried a big – he tried to go nuts with his parlay and a $1,300 payout.
Yeah.
On all the UFC, tried to pick every single one. And then I think he even sprinkled in a couple of NFL games.
Yeah.
And then the first fight he lost.
That's the best. You have 14 parlay. First one, you're done. You're well –
I know. At least let it go down to the last one. Yeah. And then you get that adrenaline dump.
That's plus, bet DSI.
It is bet, no S. BetDSI.com or .eu. Use the code PunchDrunkSports. That'll get you $10 of free gambling. And just like last week, go to our good buddy Tate Fletcher's Caveman Coffee. What's that?
And tea.
And now they got chocolate. They got all kinds of shit. Ooh. Cookies.
You can do the Taste Coffee Parlay.
You could do the Taste Coffee Parlay.
You just bunch them all.
Yep. And use the code PUNCHDRUNK for that, and that'll give you 10% off of now the coffee, the killer's drink.
Yeah, cool. The killer's drink. Yeah. I'm so happy for Tate for making that, and Jardine. Listen, now that I'm in studio for the next 3 months, we're probably going to have a bag of bets, and BetDSI is going to make odds on the bag of bets.
Sure.
We're going to have people bet on it.
I like how you said listen before the announcement, too. I think that really heightened the tension.
Listen, what?
That's because it's full time. That's Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir. Yeah. That's Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir putting it down the law.
Paid regular.
No. It's not Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir. It's Ari Shaffir's Comedy Central.
Yeah.
You know this network from Ari Shaffir.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And then finally, go to thepunchdrunksports.com. Thank you to everybody that writes on the website and everybody that goes to it. We'll have links there to all of the new shows and all the new videos, as well as click on the Amazon link. Buy whatever you got to buy. And that'll help your boys out a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Too.
Go through Amazon. Just how you do it, because you're going to forget, because I always forget. Bookmark punchdrunksports.com as Amazon. So when it says bookmark and it says save, it's Punch Drunk, save it as Amazon. So then when you have to shop for anything, just click on Amazon. It takes you to Punch Drunk.
That's smart.
Hit the link. One extra click. That's all it is. Now, in our last 18 minutes of this.
Yep.
What did you want to say?
I was going to say let's go over the playoff games for this weekend and see what you guys think. So we'll go Saturday's games, Ravens at New England.
Ravens at New England.
I would like both those teams to get into a bus crash on the way to the stadium, and neither one of them wins.
I like the Ravens. I've always been a Ravens fan. Maybe because of the Maryland connection.
Yeah, well, of course.
But, I mean, I was gone before they became a team.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's still your hometown.
Yeah. D.C. is a lot closer.
Area.
Yeah. But
you hate the Redskins.
Hate the Redskins.
Me too.
Not as much as I hate the Lakers, but I did hate the Redskins more than I hate the
Lakers. I think Patriots win this game easily.
I think the Patriots. I'd like to see the Ravens pull something out, but
27-13 kind of a thing.
I'd say 85%.
I think Tom Brady's played a lot of good defenses, and to hang your hat on defense, I don't think it's going to cut it.
Yeah, and not in New England, too.
And I hate both those teams.
Yeah.
I hate the Patriots slightly less. Because
I hate them more, but I hate the Ravens.
Annoying.
Yeah, they are. There's something about Cape Cod and the whole, like,
the guy,
you know, clamming.
Giselle.
Anyone who clams, they're dead to me, you know?
Yeah. Clammers.
So we're all picking New England for that.
Of us are picking New England.
What's the second game on Saturday?
Second game on Saturday is...
You're done with Red Zone now, right?
Yep, we're done.
Oh, it sucks.
Carolina. We just wrapped last week. Carolina versus Seattle.
Okay. I think Carolina has a decent chance at this game.
I do, too.
I don't think they'll win. But I think they're playing pretty good right now.
They're drinking their own Kool-Aid.
The problem is Cam is a little hurt, and they said they want him to, like, stay in the pocket a little more and not run as much. And it's like, that's one of your weapons you really need to use to be able to win.
And of all the people on the teams to be in an accident, he's probably the most likely because he just did it 2 months ago.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he drive more carefully now? Well, no, we don't know.
That wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
That was just a weird one. Some lady just ran into a celebrity and almost killed him.
Right.
Yeah. I'll give it to Seattle, but probably like 75%. I don't think they win by more than like 12 or 14. I think New England might run away with it.
I think Marshawn Lynch is going to rush for 200 and they're going to crush him.
God.
I could see a scenario.
In
where
a
that
rain
happens.
Of Skittles, Marshawn Lynch.
Carolina, that defense really believes in themselves. I'm going to go Seattle 20 to 17.
Oh, we're supposed to say numbers too?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I'm going
to
go 35-7.
Ooh, you really think that's going to be a beatdown. I could see that.
When I say, when people pick the scores, I'd rather them pick, like, at some point they're going to be up 21 points. And then if the other team scores a meaningless touchdown with 30 seconds left, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, right. Garbage time.
But you're
time.
Like, I'm going to go up a lot, and it's going to be a blowout.
Once they put in Rudy, the score doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, don't piss Ari off with the Rudy talk again.
That's right. I'm trying to do as many callbacks to as early in the show as I can.
Yeah,
it's just for a whole fucking movie about a scrub who
got him set off again. Get your pussy smelling dick out again.
God, that smelled so bad. That mixture of pussy and cum. And sweat.
At least it's your cum and the girl you chose to fuck. You're dangling this fucking stink stick in my face.
God, I mean, it really wafted.
Yeah, I know. I was right here.
Hey, has that been the first dick that's been out in the studio? Yeah.
Nice.
Hopefully not the last.
Yeah. Oh, it won't be the last.
Come on.
Knock on. Once we get that casting pod couch.
Podcasting couch.
Yeah, podcasting. I'm trying to fold it all in. It's just like.
Anybody want this other water or can I drink it?
Yeah, go for it. I think there's a bunch more over there.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
I already left the show to pee once. So
That's Saturday, and I think we agree on those games to an extent.
Yeah. Patriots, Seahawks.
So then Sunday, first game is Dallas, Green Bay.
I'll be watching that from the airport, San Francisco. My flight's at 1:25. I will be there at 9:30, and I'll be at the bar, and I'll just be sitting there.
I'll say that's a 10 o'clock, kickoff.
Yeah. And if it goes long, Ari Shaffir is going to miss his flight.
No.
I'm just not even going to fuck with it. Unless it's a blowout that goes long. It's like 28 points with like 3 minutes left.
What score? I'm just missing my flight. What score is the bottom score that makes you miss your flight?
If we can score on a possession, get an onside kick, and have a minute left to score another touchdown to get us to a tie, I'm staying.
So as long as you're within 7 and you have the
ball? No. As long as we're 14 with the ball. Where we can score.
Gotcha.
So 14 with, 3 minutes left.
Down
like
14, 3 minutes left.
I'm staying.
You're staying.
Down, even 15 actually, 15 or 16. Down 17 with 3 minutes left. That's like, all right, this game's over.
Yeah. This is one of those specific examples. I don't know if you guys do this. I do it all the time. How much is my life worth? It's like, is it worth $189 to watch that game? You're saying it is.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm going to fully go. I'm like, I was in the bathroom. Can I get on? They're like, no, you have to take next time. I don't think they'll charge me.
Right.
But I might have to wait there all day. I will be on a heavy, especially from San Francisco, a heavy pot cookie.
Right.
This one time I missed my connection. I had a connection to, like, I don't know, Winnipeg or Vancouver or something. Edmonton, I think. And I had to lay over in Toronto and then switch. And it was tight. And we just sat in the tarmac waiting and waiting. I'm like, come on, come on, come on. I got to get out of here. And then I did. And they were like, you missed it. I was like, fuck, when's the next flight? 4 hours. I'm like, God damn it.
Do you fly with cookies?
Yeah. I had a fucking Jolly Rancher in my bag. I was like, look. I was like, yes.
Do people even check or care? Or
no, nobody cares.
What about
nobody
the dogs?
Checks. Dogs frighten me a little, but they don't really.
I mean, what could happen? You have two Jolly Ranchers. A dog starts going nuts. And they're like, sir, can we talk to you?
Like,
yeah,
like, oh,
I got
two shit,
Jolly
sorry,
Ranchers.
I forgot about this.
But if you have your pot card, and
no,
you,
it doesn't go for another country. It doesn't go for another state.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, in San Francisco, no problem.
Well, that's
plus,
what
if I
mean.
San Fran to LA, I'm like, I'm allowed to have this where I'm going or where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. If you're flying in state,
You're right. Actually, it won't be a problem at all in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's so why they don't check in those places in Colorado and in California and in Washington State.
Now, what if you're flying from California to Colorado and you have a California card?
They don't know where you're flying to when you have the stuff. Also, I can use it all here before I fucking get out of the state.
Right.
So I'm sold out.
Well, plus your lower back pain, Ari.
I'm very, it's
yeah,
my
so you need, your anxiety, you need it.
I need it.
It's your medication.
You smoke, Knudsen?
Not as much as I used to,
guy.
But
oh,
I
really?
Still, I love pot.
You got to be like, look, I need this medication or I'm going to start making out with dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my podcast is sponsored by Edible.
Are you on All Things Comedy?
No.
That sucks for you.
Should be.
I don't know.
What do we got to do?
What is your podcast? You should say the name of your podcast.
It's called Grabbing Lunch.
Grabbing lunch
with Matt Knutson.
Yep.
Jason and Sam have done it. You're more than welcome anytime.
Sure, I'd love to.
Basically, I go out to a restaurant and I record a casual comedian hangout.
I've thought of doing them at restaurants before. I do them on like traveling locations a lot for Skeptic Tank. But like, I always get weird when I'm like, I'm disrupting other people's lunch.
No, man. And you know, you could just pick the right time and
you keep it like low.
Yeah, we just sat far away from everybody.
Oh, right.
And there's no headphones or microphones. The microphones are like, they look like small computer mice.
Oh, really?
And I have two. I have one sits on one side of the table, one on the other. Zoom H4
cool.
in the middle, and you can get up, walk around, do whatever you want.
Oh, that's
no
cool.
big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You should do it. It's fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
I love lunch.
17.
Grabbinglunch.com.
17 is the cutoff. 17,
yeah.
You're like, that is too much. Yeah. I'm getting on my plane.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
And
but
plus, it's only like
I'm
a 45-minute flight.
It's 45.
So you can get
exactly.
off, and you're like, eh.
Exactly.
And there's constant flights to there. It's not like you're going to Alaska where you're like, the next flight's in 8 hours.
Right.
It's
right.
like, there's one every other fucking. So then Saturday, so that game. And then at the end,
okay,
you got Colton Denver.
Wait. First, we got to make our picks on that game.
Oh, that's right. Oh, to me, this is the hardest one.
I'm going to pick the Cowboys because why would I not pick the Cowboys? What I think in my heart is different, but I'm picking the Cowboys.
Yes.
They're going to win.
I would be upset
they won
if
this
you
week.
Didn't pick the
they're
going
to win. I picked them for the Super Bowl because they're going to win.
And I'm going to pick the Cowboys to not win. I'm going to
see
them
that. I have no problem with that pick.
Right. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to pump them up. So
you think it's going to be a blowout?
I think it's going to be interesting.
I know.
There's something about a team that doesn't play in the elements. It goes to the elements.
Doesn't play in the elements.
And also, too, it's like 12 degrees.
It's not just Lambeau. It's Lambeau in January.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like mid-January.
And I've got to be honest, crunch time. So Matt Stafford gets the ball back. Oh, God, when that guy Lawrence picked up the fumble and then fumbled it back. I'm like, guy, game's over.
Check,
if you
please.
Just drop on the worst case scenario, three and out with a two-minute warning and two timeouts by Detroit, field goal that makes it fucking a seven-point game and they can't win with a drive.
Right.
Oh. But anyway, Matt Stafford has the ball. And I'm worried because like, you know, they have the ball.
Yeah,
and they could drive for a win. But I wouldn't be nearly as worried as when Aaron Rodgers has the ball in that same position.
Yep.
Up four against Green Bay with a minute and a half left and Green Bay having the ball.
You're like,
I'm
we're going to lose.
Yeah.
You're like, this is how we lose.
I mean,
guaranteed,
I
fucked this up.
I had
that's
that
how you're talking
feeling
yourself.
In my head with Detroit, but it was like a fear thing. With Green Bay, it's like, that's going to happen.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I tend to agree with
that.
Tough
one. I could see this game of all games going any way possible.
DeMarco could go off in
this
game.
See, look, man, Falcons played Green Bay.
I want to check the ESPN. Like the
Falcons played.
His password is bros before hoes.
Oh, yeah, it's got that fucking
that's what you
thing
got
now.
Falcons played Green Bay, and man, we lit them up. That's the game Julio Jones had like a shitload of fucking. He had like 245 yards in one game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
245 yards.
Receiving. Like, Green Bay's defense, my point is, Green Bay's defense can get lit up.
Right.
Like, if the Cowboys are, like, clicking that day, this could be a fucking 45-39 kind of a fucking score.
Right.
You know,
and especially if they're pressing the line and somebody gets into the second level behind the safety, it's, you know, it doesn't matter if it's on your 1 yard line. That's a 99 yard touchdown. And that's
I'm going to go Green Bay 38. Dallas.
Bus 20, accident.
27.
Right. Oh, what? They don't show their fucking rankings.
27.
I'm just going to go Green Bay and I'll take the over.
Oh, the over for sure. I think and this is a good bet. The over for, on that game is a good
bet. What's the over?
It doesn't matter. Whatever it is.
I don't even know what
the
over
is. And the over
means.
Of the next game,
right.
Which is the final game, Indianapolis at Denver.
Well, they don't show their rankings for like rush defense and pass defense and stuff like that on fucking ESPN. Oh, it's because it's mobile.
Ever since Stuart Scott died, it just the whole thing went downhill.
Yep.
It's just hashtag strong.
Yep. Dead.
I'm going to go with the Broncos. Also, too, Mile High, and they have a home field
Broncos
advantage.
Versus who?
Broncos, Colts.
Colts.
Broncos,
Peyton against
it's
his old team.
Generation versus new generation.
Peyton against his old team.
Broncos are not playing as good as they were. Colts are playing great, but Colts got blown away in an important game for them to Dallas.
What do you want, defensive rankings?
Yeah, rush and run for Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's tough to pick against Peyton Manning.
Right. Plus, he's a personal friend of Papa John Shatner. And you don't want to, you don't want to cross Papa John.
So you think he's going to lose to just get Papa John to start?
I think so.
Where is this game? Denver. It's going to be in Denver,
at
right?
Denver.
It's in Denver.
At Denver.
I'm going to give that to Denver.
Yeah, me too.
But Andrew Luck is really good.
He's really good. I think he'll have his era, but it's not now.
I think he'll have a great game and have like a 102 passer rating or something like that. And then still, they'll lose by like 15 points.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go on the limb and say there's going to be a special team player, too, that makes a difference.
Special teams?
Yeah. Like somebody's going to – like a muff a punt.
Muff a punt.
Which is like
– wow. That's...
And it's like my favorite thing in football.
Like, we got
say.
The ball back. We did it. Like, we didn't do anything. Right. The guy missed a punt.
Right.
He no choked. One's like – no one looks at those rankings
right.
before deciding who's going to win.
Total defense, Green Bay is not even in the top eight.
Green Bay's what? Total defense?
Yeah, total defense. Carolina, Indy, Pittsburgh, Detroit. Arizona, Baltimore.
I like
Dallas
that.
At 7.
I can't believe they had the worst defense in the league last year, and they lost Sean Lee and two other guys.
Yeah.
It's the coordinator.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, you didn't have Sean Lee. That's right. Yeah, a lot of times it's a coordinator.
Yeah.
That Arizona head coach should be coach of the year.
Hmm.
Granted, he's not going to win a Super Bowl. They got eliminated. He had four quarterbacks and still had, like, for the most part, the best record in the NFL all season long.
But he clinched the playoffs before the quarterbacks went down. So you can't really include that because
they
losing.
Still he kept winning with shitty quarterbacks.
They won like a couple more games.
Yeah, they only had four left.
God, I would have loved to play Arizona in the first round.
Everybody wanted that.
The hardest road.
Everybody.
The way
wanted
easier
that.
Road is Carolina's or Arizona's road,
right?
Where they
and
get
they
each,
met
other,
each other.
Then they get Seattle instead of at Lambeau.
You know, yep. The shitty thing is like all the fans, the Cardinals lost, and they all those people still have to live in Phoenix. Which is just...
Yeah, right. Yeah, right? They're like, now we don't. But they have a Super Bowl.
That's true.
Super Bowl will be there this year.
That's true.
You should do a gig around the Super Bowl weekend.
Well, Renazee, I'm doing a Denver Super Bowl weekend, and then I did the last year, too. Renazee's doing the week before, and we're going to go skiing for a while.
Nice.
In Breckenridge, and then we're going to... And then I'm staying. He's leaving. I'm coming early to do that. He's leaving, and then Simone's going to stay.
Don't you just love comedy? And like show business, and it's just like, yeah, we're gonna meet in the middle. We're gonna go skiing for a few days, and
sure.
Then we're
this
gonna
is
do show
playoff stats.
Anytime you can travel for comedy, it's the best.
I gotcha. That makes sense.
So yeah. Cowboys were 7th out of 8.
That's so much
that's
worse.
Way worse.
All I put in.
I'm sorry, I checked. I didn't need to know that.
Oh, here you go. Right, this will do it.
Oh, we're way over 2 hours.
Regular
huh?
season.
Oh, I was thinking it was like I don't know what I was thinking. All right, well we're good. But anyway,
that's a weird way to tell us to continue.
Just keep going.
Get
Stop.
Stretch. More, guys. More. I was thinking 1:30 would be... I don't
and then
what.
Finally, yeah. Before our next show, we'll close on this real quick. Your thoughts on the college playoffs and the big game Monday. Oregon against Ohio State.
Ohio State won. Great. I'm glad. You know, that's great. They won it fair and square. I don't think they should have been in. I think when all the people saying, oh, they were the better team, they were playing in a worse conference, an RPI-ranked worse conference. And both TCU and Baylor had a better loss and more good ranked wins in a tougher conference.
I think
by this, the
Oregon beats the living shit
sure
out of
hope
Ohio
they do.
State.
Fuck Tony. So
they get
much.
Run out
I
of
sure
the gym.
Hope they do.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I cannot deal with him winning that. And you know, I want Oregon to win too. And I think I would love to see Mariota get one.
Yeah.
I would love to see Mariota get one.
Yeah. Well, he's got the spirit of Aloha on his side.
Has he never gotten one? Oregon's never gotten one, huh?
Nope. Not under his fucking... I don't think he's ever gotten one.
When is that game? That's this week, huh?
That's Monday night.
This coming Monday night.
Monday night, buddy.
Wow. The 12th.
Green Bay, 15th overall defense. Dallas, 19th.
Okay, so they have all this shit.
It'd be fun to see... I'd like to see one game where they put up some points. Because, like, a lot of times you, like, see, like, the Ravens versus the Steelers, and at halftime it's, like, 3-9. You're just like...
Yeah, especially
it's like watching
playoff
a pitcher's
games,
duel.
Yeah.
You're just like,
that's
come
how
on,
that
man.
Steelers game was. Yeah. Steelers-Ravens. That was, like, 9-7 forever.
15th-ranked defense. They're going to run against them.
Yep.
Cowboys are what?
19th, maybe? Right around there. I mean, they're both middle-of-the-pack defenses.
They both let up the same amount, 21.8, 22.
Yep. You're a stats guy. Ari likes the stats.
Can't argue with stats.
I would like I would like Omar Epps to coach the Steelers and have nobody know.
Right?
Because he looks exactly like
that. He does.
Yeah.
So he does.
Dresses up, stands on the sidelines. Uh-huh. You're like, ah.
That's every year his Halloween costume. He just puts on a Steelers hat.
Yeah, that would be good. All right.
All right. Guys, Matt, thank you so much for doing this.
Dude,
man.
My
you're
pleasure.
The best.
You're the best. Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
We'll see you guys next week. Maybe Friday, will be here.
Friday, 10 o'clock belly room. Just found out. So I'll be at the Comedy Store Friday night if you want to come get your dick sucked by a fucking bro.
At the Teeb on Twitter.
There you go. Ari, good to see you, man. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Good to see you, man.
All right, everybody, consider it sucked.